Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN for peace of mind. Whenever you go online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so the big news of the day is that Joe Biden has basically decided that, remember all that monoclonal antibody stuff that Ron DeSantis was talking about and members of the media suggesting that he was just sort of making it up? Why aren't you focusing on vaccines? And the answer was he was focusing on vaccines. And then for people who did not take the vaccine, or for people who got a serious breakthrough infection, or for people who would not take the vaccine, it is very good to have monoclonal antibodies on hand because they are a very effective treatment from Regeneron. So the media immediately shifted into anti-DeSantis mode, which meant that we were all blowing monoclonal antibodies out of proportion. We really should, you know, it's really not a thing. Why are we focusing on this thing? And not only that, Ron DeSantis is probably doing this because he might own stock in Regeneron, or one of his donors owns stock in Regeneron. It's probably all about that. Well, now it turns out, of course, that Ron DeSantis was correct, because as he has throughout this pandemic, Ron DeSantis has been following the science. And so he ordered a lot of monoclonal antibody treatment because Florida had a really big spike, you may have noticed, this summer. And the treatments that were available included monoclonal antibodies. Well, now the Biden administration has stepped in and they have said, okay, we're no longer going to allow states to simply order monoclonal antibody treatments. Now we're going to federalize the process and in the process remove doses from places like Florida, which is pretty obviously a revenge play by the Biden administration against states like Florida and like Texas. Because the idea is that they're going to what? Pick up doses and then not send them where they're most needed? See, here's the thing about the market, especially when you have states who are competing to get a limited supply of a good. The states that have greater need of the good are generally willing to pay more. These states like Florida that were in dire circumstances should pay money, where states like New York were not. And if New York spikes, then New York presumably will want to buy a lot of monoclonal antibody treatments. If states like Vermont, which by the way is 88% of adults in Vermont are now vaxxed and they have their all-time high in Delta infections because Delta is infectious and herd immunity seems not to be really a thing when it comes to Delta. Hey, if Vermont wants monoclonal antibodies, they should go out and get monoclonal antibodies. But the Biden administration has decided, and it is obvious what they're doing, that they seek to at this point, they are basically just rationing medical care. So Breitbart has a very good report on this from Hannah Blow. The Biden administration this week slashed the doses of life-saving coronavirus antibody treatment to Florida, giving the state less than half of what it is of what is needed for a routine week, prioritizing what they called equitable distribution. Aha, equitable. Not need-based, equitable. Now, you'll remember that in the public health context, the Biden administration, when they use the term equity, what they really mean is we're not going to give this treatment to the people who need it most. We're going to give it to the people we want to have it most. So they did this first when they proposed the CDC that they were going to tranche out vaccines, not by age, which is the number one complicating factor for COVID, but instead by race. Remember, they suggested they were going to give a disproportionate number of the vaccines to Black Americans, not to elderly Americans, which made no sense because the actual absolute number of Black Americans who would then die would be higher. Because, again, if you have a certain number of Black Americans who are in the plus 65 crowd, those folks are much more likely to die than the 20-year-old Black Americans. The CDC didn't care. They were going to try and give a lot of doses to people who are 20 and not a lot of doses to people who are 65. And then there was public outcry and blowback and the CDC revised its own standards. Whenever they say equity, what they mean is we are not going to actually triage this situation and get the doses where they are most necessary. Instead, we are going to simply focus in on who are our political constituencies and how do we get them what they want. The Biden administration this week began to cut the distribution of monoclonal antibodies to red states like Florida and Alabama, contending those states, including Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and Louisiana, are comprising too big a share of the supply in recent weeks, 70%. Okay, well, shouldn't we actually determine the supply by where the hospitalizations and deaths are occurring? It's sort of like saying that you have a heavy urban area and a lot of rural areas, and there are a lot of car accidents in the heavy urban area, but we only have a certain number of doctors who are available for car crashes. And we know that in the rural areas, you know, those people are our voters. What if we just send all the doctors for the car crashes out to the rural areas, which have fewer per capita car crashes? And those people in the cities, I mean, they chose to live there, so if they get in a car crash, really kind of their problem, right? A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said HHS will determine the amount of product each state and territory receives on a weekly basis. State and territorial health departments will subsequently identify sites that will receive product and how much, the official continued, claiming the system will, quote, help maintain equitable distribution, both geographically and temporally across the country, providing states and territories with consistent, fairly distributed supply over the coming weeks. And all of the ambiguity lives in that word, fairly. Because again, normally you don't have to worry about what's fair, you just have to worry about who's sick. As soon as you substitute the word fair for ill in that particular sentence, you have decided that the ill don't matter. All that matters to you is your political priority, right? Instead, it should be that the geographic and temporal distribution should be rooted in who is ill. Again, they don't care about that. They care about the politics. Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, is cracking back against the Biden administration. And by the way, this just demonstrates the lie. Okay, so first of all, you'll go back like a week and a half. Joe Biden is yelling at the unvaccinated. And one of the things he says in his speech yelling at the unvaccinated is we're going to radically ramp up the amount of monoclonal antibody available to people, unless you happen to live in a red state, in which case you're screwed.
We're increasing the availability of new medicines recommended by real doctors, not conspiracy theorists. The monoclonal antibody treatments have been shown to reduce the risk of hospitalization by up to 70% for unvaccinated people at risk of developing severe disease. We've already distributed 1.4 million courses of these treatments to save lives and reduce the strain on hospitals.
So there he was like a week and a half ago talking about how important it is to distribute these monoclonal antibody treatments, right? It's super important to distribute these things. And then he's like, what if we just shifted the way we distribute these things so that the people who are sickest don't get them, and people in blue states do? If Donald Trump had done this, you know what the reaction would be. In fact, there were rumors early on, remember? There were all these rumors that Jared Kushner had said, those blue states, they don't need their ventilators. Now, that never happened, right? The blue states got their ventilators. But Joe Biden's actually doing it. Everything they accuse Trump of doing, Biden actually does, and the media cheer like the good little seals that they are. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, got to tell you about a movie I am very excited about. So every time a Clint Eastwood movie comes out, I rush to the theaters to go see it because he is the best working American director today. He's an icon in American film. He just doesn't make bad movies. From Richard Jewell going all the way back to Unforgiven, just every one of his movies is fascinating and interesting. He has a brand new movie coming out where he is, in fact, the star of it. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho. It's from Clint Eastwood. It's a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring back his ex-boss's young son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days now playing. Cry Macho, it is definitely worth the watch. I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I've seen this one as well. Let me just tell you, it's another great Clint Eastwood pick, starring Clint Eastwood. And the man's an icon, so honestly, I wouldn't miss any of his films. You shouldn't either. Go check out Cry Macho right now. Rated PG-13, maybe inappropriate for children under 13. Okay, so according to Breitbart, the feds have now delivered less than half of the necessary doses to Florida this week. According to CBS 12, they sent 30,950 doses, according to numbers from the governor's office and confirmed by the Department of Health. Normally, the state needs about 72,000 doses a week to meet the current needs on the ground. Christina Pushaw, the press secretary for DeSantis, blasted the Biden administration's move, suggested, quote, every corporate media outlet that publishes sensational stories about overflowing hospitals in the South should first demand answers from the Biden administration about why they are restricting the supply of life-saving COVID treatments in the South. She said supply of monoclonal antibody treatment to Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, and other southern states restricted by the Biden administration with no real explanation besides equity. How is it equitable to only send treatment for half the Floridians who need it and no state sites in Alabama? So Ron DeSantis slammed Joe Biden over all of this, as well he should. Here was DeSantis.
We are very, very concerned with the Biden administration and the HHS's recent, abrupt, sudden announcement that they are going to dramatically cut the number of monoclonal antibodies that are going to be sent to the state of Florida. We think it'll make a difference in these other states, but man, to just kind of pull the rug out from anyone a week after the president himself said they were going to be increasing the distributions by 50%, it's very, very problematic.
It is very problematic. And if you look at the timeline, when he says it's abrupt, it is absolutely abrupt. Now, Phil Kirpin over at the Washington Examiner, he has an entire timeline demonstrating that until like 5 seconds ago, there was an actual guarantee to Florida that they were going to get a certain number of doses. And then everything just switched, right? As of September 9th, President Biden announced his path out of the pandemic, a six-pronged comprehensive national strategy to combat COVID-19. And he announced that they would increase the average weekly pace of shipments of free monoclonal antibody treatments to states by a further 50% in September. And then September 13th, HHS announced they were taking complete control and doing weekly distributions for all states and territories. That same day, that afternoon, the Federal Department of Health communicated to the Florida Department of Health, rather, communicated to HHS the weekly need for just the 25 state-run sites of about 36,000 doses. When HHS mentioned the state receiving the order for all state sites and distributing, the Florida Department of Health specifically asked if such a shift would apply to all facilities in the state providing treatment. HHS said this was not the case and did not provide any indication of any upcoming limitation to supply. And then, the very next day, they sent an email to all stakeholders indicating a shift to an allocation strategy had occurred that day. And they were contradicting what they had just told the Florida Department of Health. This is obviously and eminently political. And what is this really about? This is really about Joe Biden and the Biden administration determining that if you are in a southern state, you do not deserve the vaccine. This is purely political. Because let's be real about this. There are major population centers in the United States where there's huge levels of vaccine refusal. I'm specifically talking here about black constituencies across the United States. Huge levels of vaccine refusal and on par or more than quote unquote Trump supporters. And I'm not seeing any talk whatsoever about denying treatment to people based on that. So if the basic idea is that you get COVID because you decided you didn't want to get a vaccine, and then the federal government says, okay, well, you're on your own because you did that, then that should theoretically be equally applied. Otherwise, what's the excuse? Really, what's the excuse? So Biden himself says, well, it's about Texas and Florida refusing quote unquote life-saving measures. What are these supposed life-saving measures? Things like mask mandates. Now, again, mask mandates have been tried in nearly every state in the union. There's very little evidence that mask mandates have done a damn bit of good. When people are scared of the virus, they put on a mask. When they are not scared of the virus, they don't put on the mask, which is why you see in every state, including New York and California, that after a mask mandate is put in place, usually what happens, there's a big spike. The spike starts to decline. And then a government actor, being late on the ball as always, says mask mandate. And then the spike continues to decline. We're on the other side of the arithmetic curve, right? We're on the other side of the curve already. And they say, well, it was because of this. Right? So the curve looks like this. And then mask mandate comes in here and then it just continues to decline. And then 3 months later, there's a big spike. And where was your mask mandate? Well, very often it was still in place. This is happening all over the place. So he thinks mask mandates are the solution. Or he thinks that forcing businesses to vaccine mandate is going to make this sort of stuff happen. When the reality is, I mean, I'm talking to people every single day who are vaccine hesitant, and all that his vaccine mandate nonsense has done is push these people into a harder position. They've hardened their positions. It's now made them more ideologically prone to not only refusing the vaccines, but saying, I'm happy to lose my job. You've turned what was a health decision into a liberty decision for a lot of people, and people are going to double down on what I think is a bad decision with regard to vaccines, but an understandable one with regard to liberty. But here's Joe Biden basically saying, you don't deserve to get monoclonal antibody treatment. I mean, that's really what this is about. If you don't do what I want you to do on mask mandates in schools, for example. Now, really, if you were about getting the vaccinated and denying them treatment, then there should be a simple policy, right? It would be a vicious and cruel policy, which is why he doesn't want to do it out loud, but he's just doing it by state and trying to focus in on red states. But if the simple, quote unquote, moral policy here is you don't get vaccinated, you get the disease, you're on your own, that should equally apply across states, should it not? But it's not. Here's Biden.
But we're facing a lot of pushback, especially from some of the Republican governors. The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed. This is the worst kind of politics, because it's putting the lives of citizens of their states, especially children, at risk. And I refuse to give in to it.
Okay, again, this sort of tyranny from the federal government that Ron DeSantis is the actual tyrant because he refuses to force businesses to mandate that people have vaccines. So Ron DeSantis says you're allowed to be free. Make your own call. In the state of Florida, by the way, if you're a business and you want a vaccine mandate, you can still do that. You actually can. So Ron DeSantis says that. And Joe Biden's like, he's the tyrant and it's his fault. So I'm now going to deprive you of the treatment you need. In nowhere else in healthcare, nowhere else in the healthcare field do we do anything like this. It just does not exist. This notion that if you did not take measures to protect yourself and then you get hurt or you get sick, we are going to deny you treatment, that does not exist in the healthcare field. My wife, the doctor, heard about this and she said, what in the world is this? What in the world is this notion that if somebody did not take measures to protect themselves and then they got hurt, that the medical establishment is supposed to refuse them treatment as opposed to triaging by level of risk to them, level of risk to their health, right? Well, this doesn't exist in, like, if you're in a car crash and you weren't wearing a seatbelt and they bring you into the hospital, does anybody go, oh, this jackass wasn't wearing a seatbelt because he gets what he deserves? And, you know, he's got some pressure on from a hematoma in his skull, but we're just going to let that go and just let that brain bleed continue. No one does this. Okay, but Joe Biden is pretty openly doing this. He's punishing states that don't do what he wants by centralizing monoclonal antibody treatment distribution when the state of Florida was basically doing it on its own already. The state of Florida was already like, we're getting the doses, guys. The Biden administration says the restrictions are in place to ensure every state can obtain enough of the drug. Florida got about 30,000 doses in the last week. Texas ranked second. The goal here really is that he's trying to cut off DeSantis at the knees. Because here's the nice thing for him, Joe Biden. If things get worse in Florida, which they're not, things are much better in Florida. The strain on the hospital system has been relieved. You can see every single curve, including hospitalization and death in Florida, is now down. So we have hit the other side of the curve. We did a couple of weeks ago in Florida. The next curve is likely, the next big spike is likely to be Midwestern and Northeastern. Okay, but the goal here for Biden is if more people die in Florida, then he doesn't have to worry about running against DeSantis in Florida. It's so overtly political. It's insane. By the way, this has been the shtick all throughout the pandemic. Every death that happened under Trump was Trump's fault. Every death that happens under Biden is governor's fault. That's the way this magic happens, according to the media. We'll get to more on this in just one moment first. Let's be real about this. You need a mattress that is made for you, right? Everything else in your life is personalized. You go to the coffee shop, they personalize your coffee. Why not the thing you're spending hours at night on? Your mattress. Helix Sleep can make this magic happen for you. They have for me. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, your back, your stomach, if you sleep really hot, with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They'll match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I've got a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in the United States. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't love it, they'll pick it up right for you, no problem. So really, you have nothing to worry about here. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for a mattress made just for you and up to $200 off it. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, more of the Biden administration's craziness. They are reallocating monoclonal antibodies from the sick to, you know, blue states. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's administration is now doing something deeply immoral. They're not allocating monoclonal antibodies on the basis of need. They're doing it on the basis of politics. Here is Joe Biden's tweet yesterday. He tweeted out, Republican governors in states like Texas and Florida are doing everything they can to undermine the public health requirements that keep people safe. Really? Because the rates of vaccination, particularly for the elderly in Florida, stack up pretty well against virtually all other major states in the United States. What are these measures to undermine public health requirements keeping people safe? Forcing people to mask up post-vaccination? Forcing children to mask up sans any evidence? Forcing employers to fire people and take the food off their table if they don't want to get the vaccine? He says they're playing politics with the lives of their citizens, especially children. I refuse to give into it. Especially children? The f*** is he talking about? I've got three kids. His kids are all grown. You think I'm playing politics with my kids? I care about my kids a hell of a lot more than Joe Biden does. And I care about my kids enough to know that my five-year-old should not be forced to wear a mask and eat outside on the pavement every damn day. But apparently I just want to risk the life of my kids, according to Joe Biden. Really incredible stuff. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second, because, again, it comes down to if you oppose Joe Biden, you are bad. He doesn't have to cite science. He doesn't have to cite data. Nothing. All he has to do is say that you are at fault if you wish to live free and make decent health decisions for your family. And then if you get sick, he's going to remove the measures that are available for every other human being, but you don't get it because you refuse to follow his dictates. It's tyrannical garbage. The White House is basically admitting what they are doing. So Jen Psaki was asked about this. She says, we're not restricting supply. We're just, you know, restricting supply.
Over the last month, given the rise in cases due to the Delta variant and the lower number of vaccination rates in some of these states, like Florida, like Texas, just seven states are making up 70% of the orders. Our supply is not unlimited, and we believe it should be equitable across states across the country.
Do you? There have been no reports of a lack of supply, so why cut them to those states only if there's no reports?
I think our role as the government overseeing the entire country is to be equitable in how we distribute. We're not going to give a greater percentage to Florida over Oklahoma, nor do I think are you suggesting that.
Okay, that's insane. And the dismissive nastiness of Jen Psaki really is pretty extraordinary. I mean, that she's dismissing people dying in hospitals. That's what she's doing right there. Okay, it sounds all equitable. If you just say equitable over and over enough, then three times and it appears like Beetlejuice. Okay, equity just appears. There's only one problem. You don't tranche out treatments by percentage of population. You do it by who has the cases. There's not an ER on planet Earth that would handle this the way that the federal government is handling this. And it is done purely out of spite. That's all this is. And it's spite for a particular population, namely people they perceive to be Trump supporters. That is what they are doing. And how do I know that it's about Trump supporters and not mere vaccine hesitancy? Because that is perfectly obvious. They are not equally angry at all people who are hesitant to take the vaccine. Depending on who you are, the White House will be your very bestie. They will call you up. They'll try to massage you into getting the vaccine. Only if you're a White House supporter. If, however, you oppose Joe Biden, then go ahead and die, sucker, as Jimmy Kimmel might put it. Coming up, how do we know that the White House has a lot of concern for certain types of people who remain unvaccinated but no concern for others? I'll bring you the evidence in a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM AM 1460 and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's going crazy.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Society.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is not that the Biden White House is equally angry at all people who remain unvaccinated. They're only angry at some people who are unvaccinated, namely the people who don't vote for them. Okay, so how do I know this? Because you'll recall that last week there was a fascinating little tete-a-tete between Nicki Minaj and Joy Reid, in which Nicki Minaj tweeted out a bizarre story about her cousin's friend in Trinidad having swollen testicles and impotent because of the vaccine, which, of course, is silly. You know, there's no scientific evidence that the vaccine causes swollen testicles or impotence. But then Joy Reid sounded off, and she went after Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj said that she was going after her because of her race, and it was all very entertaining. Now, let's assume for a second that the person who had tweeted this out was not a famous rap artist, most famous for shaking her posterior and being a Democrat. Let's say for a second that this had been a country Western star who had said, my cousin down in Alabama got swollen balls from the vaccine. Do you think the White House would have reached out? Or do you think it would have earned extraordinary mockery from the White House? I have a feeling I know which way this would go. Right? If somebody on the right had said something as bizarre and stupid as Nicki Minaj, the White House would have said, this is bizarre and stupid and inexcusable because this person has millions and millions of followers. Instead, you get from the White House, yeah, we called up Nicki Minaj. We're trying to talk to Nicki Minaj. Okay, the reason for that is not because of her millions of followers, because again, it depends on who's saying the thing. The reason they're doing this is because Nicki Minaj, they believe, is on their political side of the aisle. So they will give her a lot more credibility, and they will try to talk her into it, and they'll be sweet and nice. Now, here's the thing. They should be nice, and they should be trying to talk people into it, regardless of your political position. As I've said 1,000 times, I have individually, on a one-to-one level, tried to talk probably 100 people into taking the vaccine. And I've been successful maybe 25, 30% of the time. Doesn't matter. You still have to talk to people on an individual level. The White House doesn't do that. If you're from Florida, go ahead and die, sucker. And if you're Nicki Minaj, we're going to call you up and spend an hour explaining to you the data behind vaccinations and ball swelling. Here is Jen Psaki doing this. It's unreal.
We offered a call with Nicki Minaj and one of our doctors to answer questions she had about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. This is pretty standard and something we do all the time. It was a very early stage call at a staff level, staff to staff, and we weren't even at the point of discussing, or we're not even at the point of discussing, I should say at this point, the mechanisms or the formats or anything along those lines. It was simply an offer to have a conversation and an early stage call.
Look how sweet they are to Nicki Minaj. Look how sweet they are to particular people who are vaccine hesitant or promoting overt vaccine misinformation like Nicki Minaj did. Look how sweet they're being. However, if Nicki Minaj were a white guy in Florida who refused to take the vaccine and then got sick and needed monoclonal antibody treatment, then, well, you know, equity suggests that we have to send this dose to a place that doesn't need it because there are no shortages currently in any of these other states, as Jen Psaki overtly admitted. This is just about spite. It's about ire, it's about nastiness, and it's about people dying, and they don't care. This administration is a bleep show. It is a highly political bleep show. Again, Jared Kushner was raked over the coals for the suggestion that he was franching out ventilators, which, by the way, have turned out to be one of the worst things for COVID. But he was ripped up and down for the suggestion that was never verified that he was franching out ventilators by political preference of states. That wasn't true. He didn't do it. Didn't matter. He was ripped up and down for it, right? He was a bad man. The White House does it openly in front of the press. And everybody's like, well, you know, that's just the way it goes. I mean, Ron DeSantis is a pretty bad guy. Meanwhile, what is all of this really driven by? All of this is driven by a desire to pin the policy failures of this administration on the unvaccinated. The idea is we can never go back to normal until we force everybody to do what we want. And here's the thing. We can. You know how I know that? I live in a state that did. Many states have done this. Many states have. This is particularly true for the vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, this is driving me up a damned wall. If you're vaccinated, you're safe. Stop it. Everybody is yelling at the unvaccinated. And I understand, if you're unvaccinated and you have any sort of pre-existing condition, and if you don't have a pre-existing condition, your chances of a side effect from the vaccine, if you are above the age of 18, are significantly lower than your chances of a side effect from the actual COVID itself. The natural immunity you get from COVID is going to be more durable than vaccine, but the chances of you getting super sick from a vaccine are a lot lower than the chances of you getting super sick from COVID. And that's the stat. Now, I understand a lot of people being peeved at the unvaccinated, particularly the unvaccinated who've not already had COVID. If you already had COVID and people are mad at you, I don't know what to say. Those people are idiots. If you already had COVID and the notion is you must get vaccinated, regardless of whether you have antibodies or T-cell memory, those people are not following the science. But Joe Biden is trying to drive up ire at the unvaccinated. Let me just say this to the vaccinated. You're vaccinated. You're protected. Stop this bullshit. Seriously, I know people who are like double, triple vaxxed, have had the boosters, and they're still like, I can't go anywhere near anybody. I can't go anywhere near anyone. I can't, you know, you have to test before we meet. Stop it. You're being paranoid. At a certain point, somebody's going to have to dose you on the reality. And the reality is, this disease does not kill a huge number of people per thousand, not compared to smallpox, and which is a serious disease that killed one-third of the population. It is more serious than the flu. Once you've had the vaccine, it is significantly less serious than the flu. This vaccine is a... Why am I the only person who is telling the vaccinated to stop whining? You are now protected. I'm vaccinated. My parents are vaccinated. I am not afraid for them. And honest to God, you know who else I am not afraid for? I'm not afraid for my kids. And the reason I'm not afraid for my kids is because I'm looking at the statistics. The media don't want you to look at the stats. They want to focus in on anecdotal evidence. Every day in the media, there's an article about how kids are at significant risk. Kids are going to die. And then you wait for them to cite stats, and there aren't any stats. There's a piece in the Washington Post that says parenting a child under 12 in the age of Delta. It's like a fire alarm every day. No, it's not. I have three children under the age of 12. You know what would happen if somebody in their class got Delta? Nothing. I'd send them to school the next day because I'm not crazy. But you've driven everybody nuts. The media, the Biden administration, they've driven the vaccinated nuts. I may think it's nutty for a 65-year-old person not to get the vaccine. In fact, I do think it's pretty nutty for a 65-year-old person not to get the vaccine if they've not already had COVID. I think that is bad risk assessment. I think it is similarly nutty, maybe even more nutty, to once you have had the vaccine, spend the rest of your life hiding in a bubble and demanding that the rest of the world cater to you. This is nuts. Stop it. Just stop. Okay, I'm gonna read you from this Washington Post article in a second, because it's just an incredible example of how the media are garbage at this. They are garbage. They've scared people into unrational, unreasoning, tyrant-following position. That's all this is at this point. Because you can get back... People keep saying, when do we get to go back to normal? Are you vaccinated? The answer is now. And by the way, if you're unvaccinated, you can go back to normal too. You're just going to have to bear the consequences of that, because that's called freedom. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, here's the reality. You don't need a big phone carrier to get great coverage anymore, which is why so many customers have been abandoning Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and their overpriced wireless plans that pay for their thousands of retail stores, their latest social initiatives, and those added perks that you pay for but never actually use. Instead, hundreds of thousands of smart families are saving over $800 a year by switching to PureTalk without having to sacrifice coverage. That's because PureTalk is on the exact same network as one of the big three. So, what is your excuse? I made the switch. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you still want unlimited data, you can get that too and still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com, enter your address to check the coverage at your home or office, and then shop for the plan that's exactly right for you. You can even use their savings calculator to see just how much your family will save. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Shapiro. You will save 50% off your very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com. Promo code Shapiro. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. So when I talk about the media trying to scare the hell out of you, this Washington Post piece, parenting a child under 12 in the age of Delta, it's like a fire alarm every day. Routine outings become tricky decisions for the youngest Americans who are still ineligible for coronavirus vaccines. No. Again, I care about my kids a lot more than the Washington Post does. I don't want my 5-year-old and 7-year-old to have to mask for the rest of their lives for a disease that by infection fatality rate is less deadly than the flu. My answer to this is no. And if you're living like this, I don't know what to tell you. You're crazy. You're being crazy. You're being paranoid and crazy. How do I know? Because the Washington Post can't cite a single damned statistic in the entire piece. Quote, Greg Otto conducts risk assessment for a living, but the cybersecurity consultant from Springfield never imagined he'd have to do one every time his daughter 6 and son 4 stepped outside the boundaries of their home. Playing with next door neighbors outdoors, acceptable. School, necessary. Eating out, no way. Dance classes where everyone's masked and that were prepaid in June, when the outlook for coronavirus infection seemed more optimistic, on the fence. This is insanity, said Otto, 37. No, you are being insane, Otto. He says parenting a child under 12 can be maddening and scary during normal times, but the Delta variant has taken things to a new level. With a vaccine for children aged 5 to 11 unlikely to be approved for at least a few more months, parents of young children are weighing a dizzying array of variables every day as they try to navigate the risks of COVID against the mental health and physical consequences of social isolation and their own livelihood. Brianna Contreras, 33, an intellectual property attorney whose children are 6, 3, and 20 months, said she and her husband, an engineer at Los Alamos National Lab, made the difficult decision to put all three of their kids in school or daycare because of their demanding jobs. But she second guesses the choice every day. I feel like we're constantly reacting, said Contreras. There's not enough time to be proactive. It's like a fire alarm every day. In Crofton, Maryland, Lisa Dykes, a graphic designer and mother of two, aged 7 and 11, has been thinking a lot about a cartoon she recently saw that featured a parent staring at a vast ocean. She recalled that it said something like, only 1% of the children are going to get eaten by the shark. It's fine. But it's not 1% of the children. That's incorrect. Okay, if 1% of kids were dying from COVID after having gotten COVID, then we would be still socially isolating. That's not the statistic. Out of 73 million Americans in the United States under the age of 18, according to the CDC, last I checked, which was 3 days ago, 412 deaths. 412. That is not 1 in 100. That's 73 million divided by 412, which is 1 in every 177,184 people under the age of 18. What in the hell are you talking about? Dykes, 48, said the continued reassurances by health officials and experts that children are at low risk are difficult to relate to when you are faced with your own children. No, it just means you're bad at risk assessment. Because literally that risk assessment exists every day. You know what's more dangerous than Delta to your kids? Putting your kids in the car and taking them to school. The car ride is probably more dangerous to your kids than actually sending them to school with other kids. Even school, which seemed like a hopeful and sensibly calculated risk in May, she said, now feels like an incredibly dangerous roll of the dice. To whom? To whom? So finally they get to the stats. Okay, they say there have been just the American Academy of Pediatrics reported over 250,000 new coronavirus infections in children just last week. Nearly 30,000 adolescents and children were hospitalized with COVID in August. Many are unvaccinated teens and tweens or newborns to 11-year-olds who are not eligible yet for shots. 460 have died, representing 0.01% of all child cases. Let me translate that, 0.01%. 1% is 1 in 100. 0.1% is 1 in 1,000. 0.01% is 1 in 10,000. 1 in 10,000 of the people who have actually been identified as infected, which is way low, because you know how many asymptomatic kids are walking around infected? A hell of a lot. So it isn't actually 1 in 10,000. It is 1 in probably 50 or 60,000, because for every one identified case, there are probably 5 that are unidentified. And then the Washington Post just decides to scare you with vagueness, right? The risks of long COVID in children, which could include respiratory or cardiac problems, fatigue, brain fog, and other symptoms that can last for months or potentially years, remain a big unknown. An Israeli study, one of the first on the topic of 13,864 children published this week, found 11% of those infected had signs of long COVID. However, the Israeli Health Ministry emphasized that some of the children's symptoms may be due to prolonged lockdowns, school closures, and global conflict, including being locked in your basement while Hamas rockets rain down upon your family. Yes, it turns out that it's quite stressful for children not to be allowed to live a regular life, that it puts them in a brain fog. Also, why don't we get any comparable statistics? Right before Yom Kippur, I had on Scott Gottlieb, right, former FDA commissioner. I asked him about this. I asked him about masking children. And he said, well, you know, we've heard studies that suggest that there are some neurological effects to a small percentage of children. Like 2% of kids might have some long-lasting symptoms, according to British studies. And that may include some neurological effects. Okay, how about some comps from flu, for example? Because it turns out that pretty much every virus has a small percentage of people who have long-lasting effects. There's no evidence that this is wildly out of proportion with regard to Delta. So again, this is all an attempt to scare the living hell out of you based on, like, they say follow the science, and then they don't follow the science, and they run articles every day not following the science. By the way, new study today. Yeah, this is a study from The Lancet that suggests that kids are not transmitting at the same rate as adults. Even in Delta world, few close contacts in school are testing positive. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is all directed at ire at your fellow human beings, ire at the people who live with you. And all you can do to drive the tyranny is bad medical misinformation. And it's at this point, man, our society is sick of it accepts this sort of crap. Seriously. Redistributing monoclonal antibodies not on the basis of need, but on the basis of politics is disgusting. Telling people that they ought to be far more scared than they are based on the actual risk numbers is disgusting. And the media are participating in it every day. Just as it is wrong, and was always wrong, to underplay risks of COVID, it is seriously wrong to wildly overplay risks of COVID, particularly for kids who scare the living hell out of parents, so that they do unreasonable things that damage their children. It's dumb and it's wrong. But that's what the Biden administration wants to do, for pure, spiteful politics. It's amazing. All the things they accuse Trump of doing, they do themselves. It is all projection. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, summer is coming to an end. The leaves are about to fall. While Mother Nature does her thing to prepare you for the new season, you can do yours. Get free life insurance quotes with Policy Genius. Here's the thing. If you're a responsible human, you need life insurance. Let's say that you're just walking down the street, and all of a sudden, a rampaging mob of bulls just charges at you from behind, and as their hooves hit you in the skull, you think to yourself, man, I should have gotten life insurance. Don't let that be you. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now and check them out. They make it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? Well, you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you. They don't work for the insurance companies. So you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. The exclusive policy recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Bestow. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. Get started today. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and important to get it right. Alrighty, coming up, the crises the Biden administration faces down of their own making. Those are not restricted to COVID crises. It's also the situation on the border, which continues to deteriorate. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the situation on the border continues to deteriorate. And we sent our wonderful vice president down to the border to laugh at it, right, and went away after she laughed, apparently. Or alternatively, we have thousands of people who are being held under an overpass in Texas right now. According to the Daily Wire, the Biden administration has now moved to shut down drones flying in an area along the U.S. southern border, where the administration has thousands upon thousands of migrants being held under an overpass. So it's basically like Los Angeles. Fox News reported that according to law enforcement sources, the majority of those being held under the overpass are Haitian. The report comes as the Biden administration once again suffered a catastrophic month at the border for the month of August, according to reports this week. Fox News reporter Bill Malugan tweeted, quote, "We've learned that the FAA just implemented a two-week temporary flight restriction over the international bridge in Del Rio, Texas, meaning we can no longer fly our Fox drone over it to show images of the thousands of migrants." Why? FAA says special security reason. So they don't want any pictures of the thousands of migrants who are now being housed under an overpass because of this ridiculous derelict administration. Malugan said, quote, "Fox News has been covering the border nonstop for almost 7 months now. We use the drone constantly. It's never been an issue. The Border Patrol requested the temporary flight restriction due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border. As with any temporary flight restriction, media is able to call the FAA to make requests to operate in the area." Earlier in the day, he had tweeted, "Our drone is back over the international bridge in Del Rio. Per source, the number of migrants waiting to be processed has now swelled to 8,200. It was 4,000 yesterday, doubled in one day. Border Patrol is overwhelmed. I'm told the situation is out of control." According to Malugan, law enforcement source on the ground at the bridge this morning just sent me a video showing the situation there. "I'm told a large majority of the migrants are Haitians. More are crossing into the U.S. and arriving at the bridge. By the minute, Border Patrol is limited in its manpower." So there are currently 8,000 migrants waiting to be processed. Fox News reports there were more than 200,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in August. That's according to a DH source. Told Fox News on Wednesday, the second month in a row where the number has been over the 200,000 mark as migrants continue to attempt to enter the United States. Additionally, the 209,000 number for August represents a 317% increase over last August 2020, which saw 50,000 encounters. So that is a rather large increase. Chad Wolf, the former DHS secretary, slammed the administration, saying Biden's failed Border Patrol policies are simply unsustainable, which of course is true. They basically opened the door and said, come right in, and then occasionally said, well, you might want to slow that down, and it's not working. So Joe Biden has a solution for all this, and that is just continue spending the money. So we've had some pretty significant inflation. I've been less worried about the inflation all along, and I've said this on the show many times, than I have about the stagnation that is likely to follow the inflation. What happens when the federal government is trying to shovel money out the door, not only via direct stimulus, but via zero interest rates or negative interest rates, and nobody's taking the loans? What happens then? What happens if the demand is not pressed forward because there is no new product being developed because of all the regulations and restrictions being put on businesses and the taxes being put on businesses? What happens then? And that's the real question. Joe Biden, however, has an idiotic idea, and that is if he tosses more money into the economy, somehow this will stop inflation, which must make sense in his addled brain.
My Republican friends talk a lot about inflation, but if you want to talk about actually lowering the cost of living for people in this country, my plan does just that. By strengthening the capacity of our economy, we'll also reduce inflationary pressures over the long run.
Oh, it's going to reduce inflation. Amazing. Well, throwing money at things reduces inflation. Who knew? Who knew? This is a new idea of how inflation gets reduced, when literally the definition of inflation is too many dollars following too little product. And then Joe Biden says, you know what? This is fiscally responsible. Yes, nothing says fiscal responsibility quite like blowing out the spending in the middle of an inflationary cycle, in the middle of a natural economic recovery because of the greatest artificial shock to an economy in the history of the world. Everything he says, just think the opposite, and you're pretty much on target.
My plan is paid for. It's fiscally responsible. Because our investments are paid for by making sure that corporations, wealthy Americans, pay their fair share. Second, we're not going to raise taxes on anyone making under $400,000. That's a lot of money. Some of my liberal friends are saying it should be lower than that. But only corporations and people making over $400,000 a year are going to pay an additional tax.
Okay, that's a lie. He's not telling you the truth. He has a bunch of tobacco taxes in there. Also, when you tax corporations, what do? They lower salary to compensate. They raise prices to compensate. Direct taxation is not the only way to raise taxes on people and force them to pay more money. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. By the hundreds, illegal aliens casually walking across the river at the southern border between Mexico and the U.S. Now there are thousands grouping under an international bridge on the American side, with border agents saying they are overwhelmed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's signing a bill to get more funds for border security.
It is the federal government's job to secure our border. But the Biden administration has failed to do its job. So Texas is stepping up and doing what the federal government is supposed to do.
Abbott says the bill will make a lot of money available for operations.
Texas is devoting $3 billion to secure our border. These funds are needed because the Biden administration's open border policies have opened the floodgates.
Estimates of upwards of 12,000 illegals, mostly Haitians, erecting makeshift tents and other shelters on the U.S. side. Aerial photos show people walking with impunity across the border after illegally entering the U.S. Federal advisory board to the FDA overwhelmingly rejecting the plan for Pfizer booster shots. Dr. Paul Offit, who voted against the authorization, had a question for the CDC.
Can you get control of this infection with two doses? What is the evidence for that? Because if you can't, then that makes a compelling case for the third dose.
And Dr. Michael Carrilla, who also voted no, says there's no evidence to back giving another dose to a widespread population.
I think we need to target the boosters right now, specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, it's immunocompromised.
The 16-2 vote is a setback for President Biden, who earlier this month said he had a stockpile of booster shots ready for administration. News and analysis at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A hologram was an unexpected addition to Britney Smith's wedding in Canada.
Coronavirus restrictions in Canada were a big obstacle. The groom contacted Larry O'Reilly with ARHT Media.
I'm getting married in a week, and one of the key bridesmaids is stuck in London because of COVID. Can you help me?
O'Reilly's company specializes in augmented reality holographic technology.
So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to one of Britney's bridesmaids from London, Sarah Redding.
Ring, ring. London calling.
Britney was dumbfounded with joy to see her hologram friend. It's just one example of technology trumping science. I'm Ed Donahue.
Birthdays today. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley turned 88. Retired Supreme Court Justice David Souter is 82. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Phil Jackson, 76. And NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson's 46. More at townhall.com. Ford thinks it has a better idea.
Ford plans to spend $250 million and have 450 jobs at three Michigan plants to meet demand for the new F-150 Lightning. Ford's president of the Americas says Ford has already taken more than 150,000 reservations for the new electric version of its immensely popular F-150 pickup truck. Ford announced the move today at the new Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in the automaker's hometown of Dearborn, where the first pre-production trucks are being made. Ford officials hope the F-150 Lightning will be the catalyst that hastens America's transition from gasoline to battery-powered vehicles. Keith Peters reporting.
South Dakota legislative leaders distributed a petition to lawmakers asking them to support a special session to consider impeaching Attorney General Jason Ravensburg for a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Briggsville is California Historical Landmark Number 7. It was an 1849 gold mining settlement beside Clear Creek, approximately 1 mile east of Horsetown, where early gold miner James Reagan supposedly took gold out by the panful. The town site was located by Ben Briggs and was first known as Breechesburg because the miners wandered around without wearing any breeches. When the first female resident, Mrs. Briggs, arrived, she demanded that the miners must wear breeches or she would leave. Not only did they begin wearing breeches, they named a town for her. Briggsville became the location of the Landrum and Briggs Toll Bridge across Clear Creek in the 1850s, as a stage stop for the Hall and Crandall stage line in 1853, and was the location of the Lean Hotel in 1860. A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. For peace of mind, whenever you go online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. So Joe Biden's approval ratings are in the toilet. There's a reason for that. He's failing on every front, and that includes on the budget front. Because, again, we were promised two things, a dead president and a president who is not going to do a lot of things. We thought those were the same thing. Wrong! It turns out that the president being not alive and the president doing things are actually not mutually exclusive. You can have a dead president who does a lot of stuff, as it turns out. He is pushing an unsustainable policy that is rooted, again, in radical leftist groupthink. The key is, he's not talking about economic growth. Right? He doesn't care about economic growth. He's talking openly about quote-unquote fairness. Whenever the left says fairness, understand that their fairness comes at real cost to somebody. If they're talking about vaccine equity, they're talking about somebody dying who shouldn't have to die because their notions of fairness ought to trump that person's life. When they talk about tax equity, they don't mean that you should pay a percentage of your income equivalent to your percentage of the income that you make on a global basis. They don't mean that. They don't mean that you should pay a flat rate across, because that's what percentages are. They are flat rates. Yeah, they don't mean that. When they say fairness, what they actually mean is they don't care if they kill the economy so long as they get to go after people they don't like. They get to go after the rich and eat the rich. That's all they care about. As someone aptly pointed out after the irrepressible, incredible, incomparable, so fresh, so face, AOC wore a dress reading Tax the Rich to the Met Gala, you'll notice that her dress didn't read Help the Poor. Correct. It is all about spite for the rich. It's all about if you earn a lot of money in this country, there's a group of people who hate your guts, unless you're a big celebrity who pats them on the head and tells them what a wonderful person they are. In that way, you can earn your way out of the ire of people like AOC, and you can hobnob with her and take some pictures. It's pretty great. But it really is about spite. Fairness for the left means spite for the radical left. It does not mean economic growth. It does not mean any articulable principle of actual equality. It just means spite. So here's Joe Biden being spiteful. He says, I need to raise taxes on billionaires because billionaires are making too much money. And in the process, you'll see he conflates two forms of money making, income and wealth. These are not the same thing. Here he is conflating them.
CEOs used to make about 20 times the average worker in the company that they ran. Today, they make more than 350 times what the average worker in their corporation makes. Since the pandemic began, billionaires have seen their wealth go up by $1.8 trillion. That is, everyone knows a billionaire before the pandemic began, the total accumulated wealth beyond the billions they already had has gone up by $1.8 trillion. Simply not fair.
Okay, well, actually, when he says simply not fair, I don't know what his alternative is. So if you want to say simply not fair for big companies to be worth more money, then maybe you shouldn't have shut down the entire damned economy on behalf of the wealthy. Maybe you shouldn't have done that. See, I can tell you what's particularly inequitable about what Joe Biden has done policy-wise, and that is he is currently putting mandates on all businesses above 100 employees, which is a lot of mid-sized and fairly small businesses, for the benefit of giant businesses who are all perfectly happy with Joe Biden. They're all perfectly overjoyed with Joe Biden for doing this. And Joe Biden is happy with regulatory capture on behalf of giant corporations that then donate money to him. He's taken half of the small businesses in the country off the table. Blue state governors continue to do so on behalf of giant companies that can absorb some cost in order to knock their competitors out of business. So if you want to talk about inequitable distribution, you might want to talk about regulation that is specifically designed to help the biggest players while killing the people in the middle. But that's not what he's talking about. He's saying that whatever company exists at the top, whether it is justified or not, that company, being wealthier, needs to pay more taxes. Okay, wealth is not income. If you own a house in the United States today, you are wealthier than you were 2 years ago. Now, you might be unemployed now, and you weren't unemployed 2 years ago. So long as you've been paying that mortgage and you still own your house, you're wealthier because the real estate prices went up. Should you pay taxes on that? Nope. You should not, because you did not realize the gain. The difference between wealth and income is constantly being elided by Democrats. They'll say things like, well, you know, that person has a lot of wealth. This is what Elizabeth Warren does. This person has a lot of wealth. It's a lot of, like, Mark Zuckerberg, that dude is worth $100 billion. Okay, when you say worth $100 billion, you mean he owns, at the currently valued stock price, $100 billion of Facebook stock. Now, is he liquid? Has he realized the purchase price of that stock? The answer is no, because the minute, let's say that Mark Zuckerberg decided I'm selling all my stock in Facebook, that stock would not be worth $100 billion, because his mere selling of his stock would tank the stock. Okay, pretending that wealth and income are the same thing is idiotic. As I mentioned, you might be very wealthy by Elizabeth Warren standards because you're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars because you own a house. Have you sold the house? Have you taken out money against the house? If not, you're not realizing the value of the house, are you? The same thing is true in the stock market. If you haven't sold your stock, you've not realized the gain or loss. And yet this is the game that Joe Biden wants to play for fairness purposes. And when he says that CEOs are now earning so much more than employees, yes, because they run much larger companies than they did 20, 30 years ago. It turns out that the people who are making policy for thousands of employees tend to earn proportionally a lot more than people who are making policy for four employees. That is not a shock. That is because they are charged with making sure that all of those people get paid. It's a much larger job requiring much larger decisions that impact many, many more people. But again, none of this matters. The world of economic reality makes no difference to Joe Biden. It is completely useless. By the way, when he talks about CEO pay, very often he's not talking about yearly salary. Many of the CEOs take $1 salaries. He's talking about things like stock options. He's talking about things like parachute plans. And these are all ways that you woo CEOs. None of this is fiscally responsible. All of it is simple pandering. Alrighty, more on this in just a moment. First, let's talk about a simple fact. You know, there's stuff around your house and it breaks and you live with it for a long time. And then finally, you're like, why didn't I just get that fixed? Well, medical problems are much the same way. Sometimes you got a medical thing and it's really bothersome and irksome and you just let it kind of carry on for a while. Don't do that with something like erectile dysfunction, which can really affect your life. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? Take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, they'll ship to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Ben, complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete that online visit today. Connect with a healthcare professional and get it taken care of. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. You'll get $15 off your very first month of ED treatment. It's time to get that ED taken care of. Remember, get started today. You'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Ben right now. GetRoman.com/Ben. So it is no shock that you are seeing quote-unquote moderate senators like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema basically being like, nope, we're not doing any of this crap. According to the Washington Post, Senate Democrats were riding high on the afternoon of July 28th. A long-delayed bipartisan infrastructure package had finally come together, with many senators eager to finish that bill and move forward with a multi-trillion-dollar piece of economic, climate, and social legislation, President Biden's signature Build Back Better plan. But one senator, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, punctured the gleeful atmosphere with a warning shot. While Democratic members of the Senate Budget Committee may have agreed on the size of the second bill, she had not. She said, I don't support a bill that costs $3.5 trillion. Sinema said in a statement that struck some of her fellow Democrats as poorly timed. Oh, no, it was well-timed. She was saying the only way we're getting the infrastructure package is if you shrink this other package over here. And meanwhile, the progressives are like, we don't like that, so we're not going to do it. Sinema has stayed silent on all of this. Manchin has been out front taking the bullets. Manchin's been saying, no, I'm not going along with this $3.5 trillion plan. And this is all getting wrapped up into tax debate as well, because Sinema and Manchin are not on board with these massive tax increases. It would make our corporate tax rate higher than China's. Meanwhile, the Democrats are facing a bit of a deadline here. Again, you wonder why Joe Biden is failing, because he's failing on every front. There is not a front on which Joe Biden is succeeding right now. Not one. It's why he's getting desperate. It's why he's blaming his fellow Americans. It's why he's blaming Americans left in Afghanistan for being left in Afghanistan. It's why he's blaming the unvaccinated for his own failure to simply say to people, once you're vaccinated, go out and live your life, which is a very easy thing to say. And he's failing when it comes to his fiscal policy. Right now, Democrats have a world of hurt on their hands because the debt ceiling debate is about to happen. They have the votes to pass the debt ceiling, but they're not going to, and they're going to try and blame Republicans for it. It's not going to work because they have a majority in the Senate, a majority in the House. According to Politico, Democrats are taking their first concrete steps to avert a government shutdown in 2 weeks, even as they struggle to wrangle a master plan for handling multiple fiscal cliffs ahead. President Joe Biden held a joint call with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday afternoon, while top Democrats mull their options for handling both the September 30th funding deadline and the impending debt cliff. The House Rules Committee is scheduled to meet Tuesday to tee up the stopgap spending bill for a floor vote next week. Text of that funding measure has not been released. The patch is likely to keep government agencies open into December, setting up another critical funding deadline ahead of the holidays. Top lawmakers are leaning toward December 10th for the end date, but have also left open December 3rd as a possibility. Meanwhile, majority party leaders are deciding whether to pair the must-pass funding package to avoid a shutdown with a measure to tackle the approaching debt cliff. Republicans say, we're going to reject this. It will allow you to continue paying the bills for now, but we're not going to raise the debt ceiling for you. A bill that addresses both fiscal threats would likely pass the House, but the odds are highly questionable in the Senate, where all but four GOP lawmakers have promised to vote against raising the debt limit. The premise that Republicans are not going to vote in any way, shape, or form or fashion for a debt limit increase is the correct premise. That's not happening. Democrats would be remiss to pass the funding bill without debt limit action, since the Treasury Department is expected to run out of borrowing ability sometime next month, a breaking point likely to trigger economic turmoil. Majority party leaders can maximize their leverage over Republicans by coupling the issues, forcing GOP lawmakers to either fall in line or go on record against billions of dollars in disaster aid, preventing a government shutdown and avoiding debt default. So Republicans are saying, listen, we're not raising the debt limit just so that you guys can blow out the spending some more. We're not going to do that. So Democrats are like, okay, fine. What we'll do is we'll pass one bill. It includes a bunch of government spending you guys want and increasing the debt limit. And Republicans are like, fine, do it. We'll just vote against it. Ben Cardin says the debt limit is something we should do almost automatically. Any opportunity we have to pass it, the sooner the better. Wherever we can get a bill in, I hope we can get the debt limit the debt ceiling included in it. Earlier this week, some Senate Republicans indicated a willingness to support a stopgap bill, including billions of bucks in hurricane and flood relief requested by Biden. But any measure to raise or suspend the debt limit must be left off, said GOP lawmakers, insisting the Democrats handle this issue alone, since the majority party is pursuing multi-trillion dollar spending plans without Republican support. So in other words, we're not going to raise the debt limit just so you guys can ram through a giant $3.5 trillion package. Senator Chuck Grassley, he said he's not going to support a continuing resolution this way. He says the debt limit is all justifying they're robbing the bank to spend a whole bunch of new social programs that are going to feed the fires of inflation. So Democrats are basically left with the choice. Do they go for Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion plan and not get the debt limit increase because they don't have the 60 votes necessary to move past the filibuster? Or do they kill Joe Biden's signature spending bill, which, by the way, doesn't even have Democratic support? Manchin and Sinema aren't on board. There's a reason why Joe Biden's ratings are down, and you can sense the media starting to get itchy. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell actually had the temerity to ask the White House why Joe Biden coughs so much yesterday. Here was that.
We've seen him on many occasions where he has a repeated cough. What is the situation with that cough, and is that a concern?
I don't think it's an issue of concern. I think there are a range of reasons why we may need to clear our throat, or we may have a little light cold, and that's certainly something that presidents, elected officials, reporters, spokespeople can confront, but it's not an area where we have a medical concern.
And the fact that people are asking, that is just a cover for the fact that people on the left, in the media, they're sensing this guy is toast. He's got a real problem on his hands. Joe Biden does not have a floor. He only has a ceiling. Obama had a floor and a ceiling. Trump had a floor and a ceiling. Joe Biden has a ceiling in terms of approval rating, but no floor. That's a real problem for them, and they know it. Alrighty, coming up, special counsel John Durham. He's actually indicted somebody involved in Team Clinton. We'll get to that in just 1 second first. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, my Helix Sleep mattress, I've been talking about that for a while, but it's not just mattresses anymore. Now, Helix has gone beyond the bedroom, and they've started making sofas. They just launched a new company. It's called Allform. They're making premium customizable sofas and chairs shipped directly to your door. So, what makes an Allform sofa really cool? Well, for starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It's spill, stain, scratch resistant. The sofa color, the color of the legs, sofa size, shape. Make sure it's perfect for you and your home. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional, so there's something for everyone. And you can always start small and buy more seats later on if you want your All-Form sofa to grow and change with you when you move. All-Form sofas are also delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you'd need to hire someone to come and assemble it in your home or break your back trying to put it together yourself. All-Form has simple, quick assembly, no tools necessary. I've got an All-Form sofa. I picked out the 3-seat sofa with chaise and the sand color with espresso legs. And if getting a sofa without trying it in store sounds a little risky, you don't need to worry. You get 100 days to decide if you want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund. They also have a forever warranty, literally for all time. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/Ben. Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben right now. That's allform.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, John Durham, special counsel appointed under Trump. He's logged a second indictment in his investigation of Trump-Russia collusion. We'll get to that in just one moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Hi, I'm Albert Pujols.
And I'm Deidre Pujols. We need your help to strike out slavery. Today, millions of people are caught in this nightmare of violence, fraud, and coercion. Human trafficking is happening in our communities and around the world, and we need to act right now.
So we are sending out this SOS, a call for your help in the fight for freedom. To find out more, go to strikeoutslavery.com.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, remember John Durham, the special counsel appointed by the Trump administration in the latter part of the term? His job was to look into the origins of the Trump-Russia collusion stuff. And why did this stuff end up being elevated to the number one story in America for several years at the behest of our intelligence agencies? Well, now he has indicted somebody. According to the Washington Examiner, the grand jury returned a 26-page indictment charging Michael Sussman, a lawyer for Perkins Coie, who had worked on behalf of Democratic clients numerous times, with intentionally lying to the FBI's top lawyer in September 2016, right before the election. about who he was working for when he passed along controversial allegations of secret communications between Russia's Alpha Bank and the Trump Organization. So basically, this lawyer called a meeting with the FBI's top lawyer. He said, "We have information. We have information. And this information is about Trump and Russia's Alpha Bank." And the FBI said, "Who are you working for?" He said, "Nobody. No one. Just, yeah, I'm a good citizen." He was working for the Clintons. Sussman lied about the capacity in which he was providing the allegations to the FBI, said the indictment. Specifically, Sussman stated falsely he was not doing his work on the aforementioned allegations for any client, which led the FBI general counsel to understand that Sussman was acting as a good citizen, merely passing along information, not as a paid advocate or political operative. In fact, this statement was intentionally false and misleading because, in assembling and conveying these allegations, Sussman acted on behalf of specific clients, namely a U.S. tech industry executive at a U.S. internet company and the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. So what exactly is the story with this tech industry executive? Well, apparently, what happened is that Sussman said that he had been approached by prominent cyber people. He said he wasn't doing this for any client. Apparently, he approached the FBI, and he said that there was a tech executive who had passed on some information to him. The special counsel said, if the FBI uncovered the underlying information, it might have learned that the tech executive had exploited his access to non-public data at multiple internet companies to conduct opposition research concerning Trump and enlisted the assistance of researchers at a U.S.-based university who were receiving and analyzing internet data in connection with a pending federal government cybersecurity research contract. Durham said that the lie was relevant because if this Sussman character had told the truth, it might have led the FBI to learn that Sussman, Tech Executive One, and their law firm had coordinated and were continuing to coordinate with representatives and agents of the Clinton campaign with regard to the data and written materials Sussman gave to the FBI and the media. Durham said the tech executive, who's not been identified, retained Sussman as a lawyer around February 2015 in connection with a matter involving an agency of the U.S. government. And Sussman also frequently served as outside counsel to that internet company, which was a significant source of revenue for the law firm. The special counsel said that that tech executive claimed a few days after the 2016 presidential election, quote, "I was tentatively offered the top cybersecurity job by the Democrats when it looked like they'd win. I definitely would not take the job under Trump." So apparently Sussman got data from this tech executive who may have actually breached privacy concerns in order to gather data on Trump. Durham said Sussman, acting on behalf of Tech Executive One and the Clinton campaign, disseminated the Russian Bank One allegations to the media, starting in the summer of 2016, and he billed this time to the Clinton campaign. Durham's office said Sussman, quote, "worked with the aforementioned U.S. technology executive, other cyber researchers, and a U.S.-based investigative firm to assemble the data and white papers Sussman ultimately provided to the FBI and the media." And the tech executive, quote, "exploited his access to non-public data at multiple internet companies and enlisted the assistance of researchers at a university who were receiving and analyzing internet data in connection with a pending federal government cybersecurity research contract designed to identify the perpetrators of malicious cyber attacks and protect U.S. national security." Durham said the researchers were tasked to mine the data to establish an interference and narrative tying Trump to Russia in an effort that would please certain VIPs. So this is kind of scary. So what it sounds like is the Hillary Clinton campaign, in coordination with Perkins Boy, decided that they were essentially going to work with these tech executive. They were going to look into non-public data. They're going to use university-based resources with access to non-public data in connection with a pending federal government cybersecurity contract in order to gather information on all of this. It starts to look a lot like collusion. In the closing days of the 2016 race, according to the Washington Examiner, Hillary Clinton tweeted, quote, "Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank." She shared a lengthy statement from Jake Sullivan, who is now Joe Biden's NSA. Sullivan said this could be the most direct link yet between Donald Trump and Moscow. "Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. The secret hotline might be the key to unlocking the mystery of Trump's ties to Russia. This line of communication may help explain Trump's bizarre adoration of Vladimir Putin." Alpha Bank was mentioned 9 times in Robert Mueller's report, never in reference to an alleged Trump-Russia server matter. So basically, it sounds a lot as though the Hillary Clinton campaign was laundering campaign information through the FBI and then pushing the fact the FBI was investigating out to the media. That is what it sounds like. Durham says that Sussman willfully and knowingly made a materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statement when he said that he was not acting on behalf of any particular client. Yeah, that's some pretty ugly stuff right there. And it seems like there are more shoes to drop, as Andy McCarthy over at National Review suggests. We'll keep an eye on that. Alrighty, coming up, George Will has a brand new book out. Of course, he's an institution in American conservatism, well worth the conversation. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to have on George Will. He writes a twice-weekly syndicated column on politics, domestic, and foreign affairs for the Washington Post. He's been writing since 74, received the Pulitzer Prize for commentary in 1977. He has a brand new book out that is a compendium of many of the columns he's written over the years. George, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.
So let's talk about the state of all things, since that's really what your book is about over the course of the last several decades. Yeah. Why don't we start with kind of where we are politically in general? Today is Constitution Day, and I know that the Constitution seems to have gone largely by the wayside in all of our political conversations these days. But what strikes me always when people on both sides talk about the Constitution is the specific focus on the Bill of Rights and the complete lack of focus to the actual structural underlying Constitution. And it's that structural underlying Constitution that seems to be most in danger to me. And it also seems to be the thing that people care the least about these days.
Well, you're quite right. First of all, to my strict constructionist friends, Constitution Day is unconstitutional because they can't find any enumerated power justifying this. But beyond that, as you know, the framers in Philadelphia did not include a Bill of Rights largely because they argued that the structure of the Constitution itself, including the idea of enumerated powers, was such that it would be unnecessary to have a Bill of Rights. And furthermore, once you begin to enumerate the rights we have, where do you stop? Do we have a right to wear a hat? Yes, but do we have to put that in the Bill of Rights? And they thought it might disparage other rights, hence the Ninth Amendment. But you're quite right. The big problem today isn't the enforcement of the Bill of Rights, although there are problems with that. It is the utter disequilibrium that's been injected into the Constitution by the administrative state. Congress giving away its powers. People carelessly say, oh, the president is usurping powers. Well, if only presidents had to usurp them. The legislature is all too glad to hand them over on a silver salver, thereby ducking responsibility for the actual governance of the United States. And the executive branch itself, then, is encouraged by a too lackadaisical court, too lackadaisical to enforce the non-delegation doctrine, saying that you cannot delegate essentially legislative powers to non-legislative bodies, and also by being far too deferential under the Chevron doctrine and all the rest to administrative interpretations of the law, which are often vague. I mean, the legislature basically passes aspirations. It says,
yep,
we have good education. You guys over in the education department fill in the details. And, of course, the details are everything in legislation.
And this is what you're pointing out here. This is what scares me the most about sort of the future of the country, because we can focus in on the culture conflicts, which we'll talk about in a second, and which seem to suck up all the oxygen in the room. But the reality is that the sort of founding vision, which was essentially localism, and then you'd have a federal government that was capable of mobilizing on a very small number of issues, and there had to be pretty wide approval across a broad variety of institutions in order for that mobilization to occur. You had to have states that appointed senators. You had to have the federal branches agree with one another. You had several constituencies from the House to the Senate to the judiciary to the presidency. You had to have enormous levels of agreement. Gridlock was the purpose. And this is what people seem to have forgotten, is that the structural Constitution was designed to prevent the government from doing things, not particularly to enable the government to do all that many things. The destruction of that is leading to a sort of winner-takes-all attitude toward government in the United States, which is basically we now fight over the gun. There is a gun. It exists at the federal level. The president of the United States is almost an elected dictator who takes office once every 4 years, does whatever he wants, signs a bunch of orders, and all that Congress does is decide how large or small the check is that the president gets to sign over. And it seems like we are moving from – we moved from an actual Republican system to an almost – pre-Cromwell British parliamentarian system, where the parliament was there to basically raise taxes for the king and then occasionally not raise taxes for the king. And when they don't raise taxes for the king, then the king just declares personal rule and starts doing things on his own.
That's a very apt and interesting analogy to the Cromwellian government. Now we have a Lord Protector in the presidency. There's another consequence of what you described. When you concentrate more and more power away from the states and localities into Washington, and more Washington power in the executive branch and essentially independent agencies unsupervised by anyone, this is why, since the last bastion of restraint on the other two branches of government is the Supreme Court, this is why the confirmation of Supreme Court justices has become a blood sport, because the stakes are enormous. Boyden Gray has been very active in combating all this, makes a very good point. We see more protests with placards and all the rest out in front of the Supreme Court building than we do outside the Capitol building across the street, because people rightly intuit that what goes on across the street in Congress is of secondary or tertiary importance, that the action is in the great marble monument to the court built by William Howard Taft.
And, you know, George, by the way, the name of the book, obviously, is American Happiness and Discontents, the Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020. The president of the United States, when Joe Biden gets on national television and he starts essentially saying that people should hate their unvaccinated neighbors because that's really what is stopping us from returning to normal, it's like this abdicates all policy duty. I mean, you either are in favor of people having a certain level of liberty or you are not, but whatever you're in favor of or not in favor of, what you can't do is direct one segment of the population against the other segment of the population in order to avoid the political blame for whatever is going on in terms of policy.
My book contains a whole section on judicial cases and judicial power, and that section is really a monument to my great change of mind over the last 50 years. When I came to Washington, I was a Borkian. In fact, Bob Bork was a very close friend. And Bork was an Oliver Wendell Holmes type who celebrated majoritarianism. He said America's about majority rule. Who said judicial deference. This was at a time when conservatives believed that the court should defer to majoritarian institutions from city councils to Congress. I no longer believe that. I believe that judicial deference is often dereliction of duty to police the excesses of majoritarianism. I do not believe there is a counter-majoritarian dilemma in judicial review. I think the point of having a written constitution is to override majorities. A constitution is to do that. The First Amendment begins, Congress shall make no law abridging, in a way, sometimes I wish they'd stopped right there, but Congress shall make no law abridging that even if the country wants it, even if majorities want it, can't have it, sorry. As Justice Jackson said in West Virginia v. Barnett, reversing the flag salute case of 1939, he said in 1943, the very purpose of a Bill of Rights is to place certain issues beyond the reach of majorities, above the vicissitudes of majoritarian politics.
We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, policy genius. You need it, right? You're a responsible person. This means you need life insurance. To properly provide for your family, most people need 10 times the amount of life insurance coverage you get through your employer. Policy Genius can make that happen for you. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? Well, you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies, so you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google, and eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Bestow. Getting started is simple. First, you head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and the scheduling for free. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now to get started. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice and important to get it right. I said this a couple of days ago on my show. My great fear is that what's happening right now is that California and Texas are polarizing, obviously. California and Florida are polarizing. We moved our family from California to Florida for many reasons, including that polarization. And the sort of self-sorting mechanism that's happening has happened before in American life, but it's happening pretty radically right now. And as the federal government moves forward, there's going to be a choice to be made. And that is, does the federal government continue to centralize power in the in the administrative state, which is likely to break the system. It's likely to ossify the halls of power to make them unresponsive to these various states and the diversity of the American people, and likely to break the thing. And more importantly than that, I mean, I'm wondering at a certain point if the administrative state becomes so ossified that even the president can't control the administrative state, at which point, essentially, it doesn't matter who you elect president, the administrative state is going to do what it wants.
Well, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is the brainchild of Elizabeth Warren, is a monument to that. It's financed not by an appropriation from Congress, but by the profits from the Federal Reserve System. The head of it can be removed only for God knows what. It's not clear, but he's certainly not at the pleasure of the president, which undermines the unitary executive. And all of this, you know, is taking place against the backdrop of something I think you and I both agree, which is that the truism that politics is downstream from culture. And the culture is moving in so many different ways. When I put my book together, I was startled by how often I've been writing about parenting and about how the way we parent leads to the production of risk-averse, frightened, brittle young people. Right on campuses and say, we don't want freedom of speech. We want freedom from speech. We want biased response teams to fan out across the campus and police safe spaces against microaggressions and all the other nonsense that's come up. This, of course, what happens on campus doesn't stay on campus. It leaks. The graduates go into corporations, and suddenly Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola and all the rest are woke. How'd that happen? I take it all the way back to the bubble wrap children that are being produced by today's parenting.
We'll get to more with George Will in just one second. First, every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data, passwords, financial details, you name it. And today, it doesn't take advanced technical knowledge to hack somebody. Just some cheap hardware is all you need. A smart 12-year-old could do it. That's why I recommend ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. Not only is it incredibly secure, it's also super easy to use. You just fire up the app, you click one button to get protected. ExpressVPN works on phones, laptops, tablets, all your devices, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. expressvpn.com/Ben. Get that extra 3 months for free. Protect your internet data today. Why would you leave it out there for someone else's prying eyes or for your ISP to monetize? Your data, your business. expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up more with the institution, George Will. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text INFO to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals. Message and data rates apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, music, and more. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, George Will is on the line. George Will, obviously, an American institution. He has a brand new book out. You can go check it out right now over at Amazon or wherever else books are sold. You know, George, when you talk about the sort of bubble wrap parenting, you can see this actually throughout American society. The sense of safetyism that has crept into American society is pretty astonishing. Now, when it came to COVID, I was, you know, worried about COVID because my parents are 65. They were essentially with us during the entire pandemic. And so I was not against the original lockdowns before we knew the data. I was not even against the idea that you should mask when you are in the presence of vulnerable people if you are unvaccinated and they're unvaccinated. But that was all pre-vaccine. When I say that we've reached to the point of safetyism, what I mean is that every day, essentially, I see a piece in the media about how unsafe the vaccinated are. I mean, we have the president of the United States get on national television and say that the vaccinated need to be protected from the unvaccinated. That's safetyism at its finest. Once I took the vaccines and my parents took the vaccines, I actually followed the data. They are about as safe can be. They are safer than they are from the flu, at which point you need to go out and you need to live regular life. But it seems as though there's a certain level of comfort in feeling unsafe and in the idea that the president of the United States and the federal government can save you from every travail of life, whether it is the possibility of eviction or whether it is the possibility that you might get a breakthrough case of COVID that results in having to stay home for a couple of days.
Some people just love the regimentation inherent in public health protocols, and they will want them to be forever. You know, you've noticed this for ever since the latter half of Franklin Roosevelt's initial inaugural address, in which he said we have to be as though we were armed, we were being invaded by an army to fight the Depression. We've made war on the Depression. War on poverty, war on drugs, war on cancer, war on pornography, war, war, war. Why? Because it suggests the American people should be marshaled in serried ranks, obedient to commands from above. We've even heard in the current pandemic and vaccine fight, say, well, of course the president can exercise the general police power that we thought inhered in the states to order vaccines. Why? Because George Washington ordered the inoculation of his soldiers. Well, yes, if Americans are related to the central government the way a soldier is to his commanding officer. But we're not, and we don't want to live in a martial state, a garrison state, and be treated like this.
So, George, let's talk for a second about where conservatism stands, because really, this should be a pretty target-rich environment for conservatives. I mean, we've been talking about problems that I think most Americans are deeply unhappy with, ranging from the sort of movement away from an aggressive American foreign policy under Joe Biden to an extraordinarily intrusive state to culture wars that, frankly, the left has moved too far too fast on, and the polls tend to show that. It should be sort of a good situation that conservatives are in, and yet conservatives seem not to be in a particularly good situation. They may be, you know, okay electorally in 2022, maybe in 2024, depending on who gets nominated. But there is this sort of gap between the policy possibilities for conservatives pushing back against the left and then the sort of failure to break out of an attitude that is more concerned at this point with how do we offend the left rather than how do we defeat the left.
Good point. The pursuit of happiness has been distorted because happiness is now defended as understood as producing the unhappiness of the other team. instead of a kind of affirmation of the joy of being an American. The joy of being an American consists in the fact that we define happiness on our own and we pursue it with voluntary association with others in the spontaneous order of a market society. Because when the market stops allocating wealth and opportunity, politics will. And when to the extent that politics allocates wealth and opportunity, the stakes of politics go up and the bitterness goes up because the cost of losing goes up. And this becomes an awful intensifying spiral that's producing today's America, which is why I believe that as more and more so-called conservatives become what I call hyphenated capitalists, common good capitalism, therefore, or some other adjective to modify capitalism, all they're doing is drifting into cronyism and the rent-seeking that is already pandemic in this country that will produce, A, bitterness, as I've said, but also slower economic growth and therefore distributional conflicts that will further intensify our politics.
I totally agree with this. I mean, I think that one of the things that I was talking with some friends about recently was the idea that for a lot of common good conservatives, the idea is not that there should be, you know, some sort of common good governance at the local level, right? Subsidiarity seems to matter very little to most people these days. This is why federalism mattered so much to the founders. It is one thing for you and your friends at a very local level to decide between yourselves that you want to run things, you know, like a nuclear family. It's another thing to extend that out to people you don't even want to share bread with. And as the government grows and as the government is left unchecked, you basically now have a fight between the left that wants to use government to help their friends and the right that wants to use government to help their friends. And the reality is that half the country is not friends with the other half of the country. I think that we are looking at something that is going to approach an almost Brexit situation, but I don't know how that plays out in an American constitutional system.
I don't think it does. I mean, we're stuck with one another, and the sooner people realize that, the better. Deep breath, everybody. You know, in the 19th century, we fought bitterly to the point of dismembering the country, but they were big issues. Could one group of human beings own another group of human beings? Could they take their human property into the territories? Big stuff, how to fund the government by tariffs or income tax or the sale of public lands. These were issues people were hot about, but you could say, here's how you address them legislatively, up or down, fugitive slave law, yes or no. How do you write a law that addresses anxieties that are essential class resentments? I don't know how you do it, which is why when politics has a difficult time getting a purchase on the real grievances people have, which are emotional and status related, then politics becomes a performative art. And you get the United States Senate today.
Which, totally agree with that, George. I think that one of the things that obviously is so troubling is that people are looking for love in all the wrong places. We're the drunk, the proverbial drunk searching for the car keys under the lamppost. We're trying to use economics to solve problems of soul. We're trying to use the government to solve problems of soul and politics to try to solve all those problems. Those problems of soul aren't going to go away on their own. And it seems like they are being greatly exacerbated by things like social media. They're being greatly exacerbated by lack of community fabric. And that does have to do with the decline of institutions like churches. I'm not sure how we recover that.
Yeah, well, first of all, abandon social media would be a great start. People won't. I don't tweet. I don't know how to tweet. The tweets are done in my name twice a week. They're just excerpts from my columns. I'm told I have a Facebook page. I've never seen it. I don't get the point. I happen to believe that books remain the primary carriers of ideas. And I believe that Moynihan was right when he said in the 1970s, something momentous has happened. Conservatism, and Republicans have become the party of ideas. And in its post-war great growth, conservatism was a very bookish outfit, beginning with Richard Weaver's book, Ideas Have Consequences. I've lived 80 years, and I am more and more convinced that only ideas have large and lasting consequences, and that books are still the primary carriers of these ideas. So the certainly tweets, they're wonderful for vituperation. They're wonderful for venting. But carrying ideas, I don't think so.
Well, George Will, obviously, an institution all on his own in American life. His brand new book is American Happiness and Discontents, the Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020. Go pick up a copy because it is always filled with gems and excellent thinking and great ideas and stuff that is well worth mulling over for years to come. George, really appreciate the time, as always.
It's great fun to talk with you, and hope we do it again soon.
All righty, we have reached the end of today's show, but we will be back here on Monday. So make sure that you have yourself a nice, relaxing weekend, because I'm sure there's much more craziness to come. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The fiancé of a woman who went missing on a cross-country van trip himself now is missing. His lawyer says Brian Laundrie hasn't been seen since Tuesday. Advisors at the Food and Drug Administration rejected recommending widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine.
The vote was 16-2 against three doses, a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carilla says they need more data.
We need to target the boosters right now, specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, it's immunocompromised.
And the advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses.
It is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission.
The Biden administration was hoping for the three-dose recommendation to shore up protection from the Delta variant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tropical storm Odette forming off the mid-Atlantic coast, expected to weaken tomorrow night as it approaches eastern Canada. At last check, it was traveling to the northeast and was located about 225 miles southeast of Cape May, New Jersey. There is a new poll out that shows President Biden's approval rating is neck and neck with former President Trump.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll shows that 43% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 55% disapprove. The latest figures include 25% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 46% who strongly disapprove. A survey of 1,500 likely voters with a plus or minus ratio of 3% shows that at this point in his presidency in 2017, President Trump's approval rating was 43%. A latest survey has President Biden also at 43%, down from 45% the week before. Bernie Bennett reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Olympic teams have been urged by the IOC to request more Chinese vaccines ahead of the 2022 Beijing Winter Games.
The games open on February 4th and will be held in the country where the coronavirus outbreak started. The International Olympic Committee first announced a vaccine rollout program with Chinese authorities for athletes and officials in March. Chinese vaccines were bought by the IOC and also made available for delegations heading to the Tokyo Olympics from countries which had approved them for use.
Jeremy House reports about 100 countries are likely to compete at the Beijing Olympics. There were 205 national teams in Tokyo. Vaccinations encouraged, but not mandatory. A.J. Allmendinger slid past Austin Cindric in overtime Friday night at Bristol Speedway to win both the NASCAR Xfinity Series race and the regular season championship. News and analysis at townhall.com. Early in-person voting in Virginia's general election is now underway.
Friday, the first day of a 45-day period when voters can cast ballots in person before Election Day at a local registrar's office or satellite voting location. Voters are casting ballots for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, the House of Delegates, and in local races. Voters must bring identification. The last day to register to vote or update your registration is October 12th. Absentee ballots must be requested online by fax or mail by October 22nd. The general election is Tuesday, November 2nd. John Scott reporting.
Firefighting crews are using a novel technique to defend California's iconic giant sequoias from a lightning-caused wildfire in the Sierra Nevada, wrapping the trees in fire-resistant aluminum, protecting other trees in the Sequoia National Park. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. More details at windriver.com.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. For peace of mind whenever you go online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so the big news of the day is that Joe Biden has basically decided that, remember all that monoclonal antibody stuff that Ron DeSantis was talking about and members of the media suggesting that he was just sort of making it up? Why aren't you focusing on vaccines? And the answer was he was focusing on vaccines. And then for people who did not take the vaccine, or for people who got a serious breakthrough infection, or for people who would not take the vaccine, it is very good to have monoclonal antibodies on hand because they are a very effective treatment from Regeneron. So the media immediately shifted into anti-DeSantis mode, which meant that we were all blowing monoclonal antibodies out of proportion. We really should, you know, it's really not a thing. Why are we focusing on this thing? And not only that, Ron DeSantis is probably doing this because he might own stock in Regeneron, or one of his donors owns stock in Regeneron. It's probably all about that. Well, now it turns out, of course, that Ron DeSantis was correct, because as he has throughout this pandemic, Ron DeSantis has been following the science. And so he ordered a lot of monoclonal antibody treatment because Florida had a really big spike, you may have noticed, this summer. And the treatments that were available included monoclonal antibodies. Well, now the Biden administration has stepped in and they've said, okay, we're no longer going to allow states to simply order monoclonal antibody treatments. Now we're going to federalize the process and in the process remove doses from places like Florida, which is pretty obviously a revenge play by the Biden administration against states like Florida and like Texas. Because the idea is that they're going to what? Pick up doses and then not send them where they're most needed? See, here's the thing about the market, especially when you have states who are competing to get a limited supply of a good. The states that have greater need of the good are generally willing to pay more. The states like Florida that were in dire circumstances should pay money, where states like New York were not. And if New York spikes, then New York presumably will want to buy a lot of monoclonal antibody treatments. If states like Vermont, which by the way is 88% of adults in Vermont are now vaxxed and they have their all-time high in Delta infections because Delta is infectious and herd immunity seems not to be really a thing when it comes to Delta. Hey, if Vermont wants monoclonal antibodies, they should go out and get monoclonal antibodies. But the Biden administration has decided, and it is obvious what they're doing, that they seek to at this point, they are basically just rationing medical care. So Breitbart has a very good report on this from Hannah Blow. The Biden administration this week slashed the doses of life-saving coronavirus antibody treatments in Florida, giving the state less than half of what it is of what is needed for a routine week, prioritizing what they called equitable distribution. Aha, equitable. Not need-based, equitable. Now, you'll remember that in the public health context, the Biden administration, when they use the term equity, what they really mean is we're not going to give this treatment to the people who need it most. We're going to give it to the people we want to have it most. So they did this first when they proposed the CDC that they were going to tranche out vaccines, not by age, which is the number one complicating factor for COVID, but instead by race. Remember, they suggested they were going to give a disproportionate number of the vaccines to black Americans, not to elderly Americans, which made no sense because the actual absolute number of black Americans who would then die would be higher. Because, again, if you have a certain number of black Americans who are in the plus 65 crowd, those folks are much more likely to die than the 20-year-old black Americans. the CDC didn't care. They were going to try and give a lot of doses to people who are 20 and not a lot of doses to people who are 65. And then there was public outcry and blowback, and the CDC revised its own standards. Whenever they say equity, what they mean is we are not going to actually triage this situation and get the doses where they are most necessary. Instead, we are going to simply focus in on who are our political constituencies and how do we get them what they want. The Biden administration this week began to cut the distribution of monoclonal antibodies to red states like Florida and Alabama, contending those states, including Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and Louisiana, are comprising too big a share of the supply in recent weeks, 70%. Okay, well, shouldn't we actually determine the supply by where the hospitalizations and deaths are occurring? It's sort of like saying that you have a heavy urban area and a lot of rural areas, and there are a lot of car accidents in the heavy urban area, but we only have a certain number of doctors who are available for car crashes. And we know that in the rural areas, you know, those people are our voters. What if we just send all the doctors for the car crashes out to the rural areas, which have fewer per capita car crashes? And those people in the cities, I mean, they chose to live there, so if they get in a car crash, really kind of their problem, right? A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said HHS will determine the amount of product each state and territory receives on a weekly basis. State and territorial health departments will subsequently identify sites that will receive product and how much, the official continued, claiming the system will, quote, help maintain equitable distribution, both geographically and temporally across the country, providing states and territories with consistent, fairly distributed supply over the coming weeks. And all of the ambiguity lives in that word, fairly. Because again, normally you don't have to worry about what's fair, you just have to worry about who's sick. As soon as you substitute the word fair for ill in that particular sentence, you have decided that the ill don't matter, all that matters to you is your political priority. Right? Instead, it should be that the geographic and temporal distribution should be rooted in who is ill. Again, they don't care about that, they care about the politics. Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, is cracking back against the Biden administration. And by the way, this just demonstrates the lie. Okay, so first of all, you'll go back like a week and a half. Joe Biden is yelling at the unvaccinated. And one of the things he says in his speech yelling at the unvaccinated is we're going to radically ramp up the amount of monoclonal antibody available to people unless you happen to live in a red state, in which case you're screwed.
We're increasing the availability of new medicines recommended by real doctors, not conspiracy theorists. The monoclonal antibody treatments have been shown to reduce the risk of hospitalization by up to 70% for unvaccinated people at risk of developing severe disease. We've already distributed 1.4 million courses of these treatments to save lives and reduce the strain on hospitals.
So there it was like a week and a half ago, talking about how important it is to distribute these monoclonal antibody treatments, right? It's super important to distribute these things. And then he's like, what if we just shifted the way we distribute these things so that the people who are sickest don't get them, and people in blue states do? If Donald Trump had done this, you know what the reaction would be. In fact, there were rumors early on, remember? There were all these rumors that Jared Kushner had said, those blue states, they don't need their ventilators. Now, that never happened, right? The blue states got their ventilators. But Joe Biden's actually doing it. Everything they accuse Trump of doing, Biden actually does, and the media cheer like the good little seals that they are. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, got to tell you about a movie I am very excited about. So every time a Clint Eastwood movie comes out, I rush to the theaters to go see it because he is the best working American director today. He's an icon in American film. He just doesn't make bad movies. From Richard Jewell going all the way back to Unforgiven, just every one of his movies is fascinating and interesting. He has a brand new movie coming out where he is, in fact, the star of it. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho. It's from Clint Eastwood. It's a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring back his ex-boss's young son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days now playing. Cry Macho, it is definitely worth the watch. I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I've seen this one as well. Let me just tell you, it's another great Clint Eastwood pick, starring Clint Eastwood. And the man's an icon, so honestly, I wouldn't miss any of his films. You shouldn't either. Go check out Cry Macho right now. Rated PG-13, maybe inappropriate for children under 13. Okay, so according to Breitbart, the feds have now delivered less than half of the necessary doses to Florida this week. According to CBS 12, they sent 30,950 doses, according to numbers from the governor's office and confirmed by the Department of Health. Normally, the state needs about 72,000 doses a week to meet the current needs on the ground. Christina Pushaw, the press secretary for DeSantis, blasted the Biden administration's move, suggested, quote, every corporate media outlet that publishes sensational stories about overflowing hospitals in the South should first demand answers from the Biden administration about why they are restricting the supply of life-saving COVID treatments in the South. She said supply of monoclonal antibody treatment to Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, and other southern states restricted by the Biden administration with no real explanation besides equity. How is it equitable to only send treatment for half the Floridians who need it and no state sites in Alabama? So Ron DeSantis slammed Joe Biden over all of this, as well he should. Here was DeSantis.
We are very, very concerned with the Biden administration and the HHS's recent, abrupt, sudden announcement that they are going to dramatically cut the number of monoclonal antibodies that are going to be sent to the state of Florida. We think it'll make a difference in these other states, but man, to just kind of pull the rug out from anyone a week after the president himself said they were going to be increasing the distributions by 50%, it's very, very problematic.
It is very problematic. And if you look at the timeline, when he says it's abrupt, it is absolutely abrupt. Now, Phil Kirpin over at the Washington Examiner, he has an entire timeline demonstrating that until like 5 seconds ago, there was an actual guarantee to Florida that they were going to get a certain number of doses. And then everything just switched, right? As of September 9th, President Biden announced his path out of the pandemic, a 6-pronged comprehensive national strategy to combat COVID-19. And he announced that they would increase the average weekly pace of shipments of free monoclonal antibody treatment to states by a further 50% in September. And then September 13th, HHS announced they were taking complete control and doing weekly distributions for all states and territories. That same day, that afternoon, the Federal Department of Health communicated to the Florida Department of Health, rather, communicated to HHS the weekly need for just the 25 state-run sites of about 36,000 doses. When HHS mentioned the state receiving the order for all state sites and distributing, the Florida Department of Health specifically asked if such a shift would apply to all facilities in the state providing treatment. HHS said this was not the case and did not provide any indication of any upcoming limitation to supply. And then, the very next day, they sent an email to all stakeholders indicating a shift to an allocation strategy had occurred that day. And they were contradicting what they had just told the Florida Department of Health. This is obviously and eminently political. And what is this really about? This is really about Joe Biden and the Biden administration determining that if you are in a southern state, you do not deserve the vaccine. This is purely political. Because let's be real about this. There are major population centers in the United States where there's huge levels of vaccine refusal. I'm specifically talking here about black constituencies across the United States. Huge levels of vaccine refusal and on par or more than quote unquote Trump supporters. And I'm not seeing any talk whatsoever about denying treatment to people based on that. So if the basic idea is that you get COVID because you decided you didn't want to get a vaccine, and then the federal government says, okay, well, you're on your own because you did that, then that should theoretically be equally applied. Otherwise, what's the excuse? Really, what's the excuse? So Biden himself says, well, it's about Texas and Florida refusing, quote unquote, life-saving measures. What are these supposed life-saving measures? Things like mask mandates. Now, again, mask mandates have been tried in nearly every state in the union. There's very little evidence that mask mandates have done a damn bit of good. When people are scared of the virus, they put on a mask. When they are not scared of the virus, they don't put on the mask, which is why you see in every state, including New York and California, that after a mask mandate is put in place, usually what happens, there's a big spike. The spike starts to decline. And then a government actor, being late on the ball, as always, says, mask mandate. And then the spike continues to decline. We're on the other side of the arithmetic curve, right? We're on the other side of the curve already. And they say, well, it was because of this. So the curve looks like this, and then mask mandate comes in here, and then it just continues to decline. And then 3 months later, there's a big spike. And where was your mask mandate? Well, very often it was still in place. This is happening all over the place. So he thinks mask mandates are the solution, or he thinks that forcing businesses to vaccine mandate is going to make this sort of stuff happen. When the reality is, I mean, I'm talking to people every single day who are vaccine hesitant, and all that his vaccine mandate nonsense has done is push these people into a harder position. They've hardened their positions. It's now made them more ideologically prone to not only refusing the vaccines, but saying, I'm happy to lose my job. You've turned what was a health decision into a liberty decision for a lot of people, and people are going to double down on what I think is a bad decision with regard to vaccines, but an understandable one with regard to liberty. But here's Joe Biden basically saying, you don't deserve to get monoclonal antibody treatment. I mean, that's really what this is about. If you don't do what I want you to do on mask mandates in schools, for example. Now, really, if you were about getting the vaccinated and denying them treatment, then there should be a simple policy, right? It would be a vicious and cruel policy, which is why he doesn't want to do it out loud, but he's just doing it by state and trying to focus in on red states. But if the simple, quote unquote, moral policy here is you don't get vaccinated, you get the disease, you're on your own, that should equally apply across states, should it not? But it's not. Here is Biden.
But we're facing a lot of pushback, especially from some of the Republican governors. The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed. This is the worst kind of politics, because it's putting the lives of citizens of their states, especially children, at risk. And I refuse to give in to it.
Okay, again, this sort of tyranny from the federal government, that Ron DeSantis is the actual tyrant because he refuses to force businesses to mandate that people have vaccines. So Ron DeSantis says you're allowed to be free. Make your own call. In the state of Florida, by the way, if you're a business and you want a vaccine mandate, you can still do that. You actually can. So Ron DeSantis says that, and Joe Biden's like, he's the tyrant, and it's his fault. So I'm now going to deprive you of the treatment you need. In nowhere else in healthcare, nowhere else in the healthcare field do we do anything like this. It just does not exist. This notion that if you did not take measures to protect yourself and then you get hurt or you get sick, we are going to deny you treatment, that does not exist in the healthcare field. My wife, the doctor, heard about this and she said, what in the world is this? What in the world is this notion that if somebody did not take measures to protect themselves and then they got hurt, that the medical establishment is supposed to refuse them treatment as opposed to triaging by level of risk to them, level of risk to their health, right? Well, this doesn't exist in, like, if you're in a car crash and you weren't wearing a seatbelt and they bring you into the hospital, does anybody go, oh, this jackass wasn't wearing a seatbelt because he gets what he deserves? And, you know, he's got some pressure on from a hematoma in his skull, but we're just going to let that go. And just let that brain bleed continue. No one does this. Okay, but Joe Biden is pretty openly doing this. He's punishing states that don't do what he wants by centralizing monoclonal antibody treatment distribution, when the state of Florida was basically doing it on its own already. The state of Florida was already like, we're getting the doses, guys. The Biden administration says the restrictions are in place to ensure every state can obtain enough of the drug. Florida got about 30,000 doses in the last week. Texas ranked second. The goal here really is that he's trying to cut off DeSantis at the knees. Because here's the nice thing for him, Joe Biden. If things get worse in Florida, which they're not, things are much better in Florida. The strain on the hospital system has been relieved. You can see every single curve, including hospitalization and death in Florida, is now down. So we have hit the other side of the curve. We did a couple of weeks ago in Florida. The next curve is likely, the next big spike is likely to be Midwestern and Northeastern. Okay, but the goal here for Biden is if more people die in Florida, then he doesn't have to worry about running against DeSantis in Florida. It's so overtly political. It's insane. By the way, this has been the shtick all throughout the pandemic. Every death that happened under Trump was Trump's fault. Every death that happens under Biden is governor's fault. That's the way this magic happens, according to the media. We'll get to more on this in just one moment first. Let's be real about this. You need a mattress that is made for you, right? Everything else in your life is personalized. You go to the coffee shop, they personalize your coffee. Why not the thing you're spending hours at night on? Your mattress. Helix Sleep can make this magic happen for you. They have for me. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, your back, your stomach, if you sleep really hot, with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They'll match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I've got a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in the United States. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't love it, they'll pick it up right for you, no problem. So really, you have nothing to worry about here. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for a mattress made just for you and up to $200 off it. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, more of the Biden administration's craziness. They are reallocating monoclonal antibodies from the sick to, you know, blue states. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
right now people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's administration is now doing something deeply immoral. They are not allocating monoclonal antibodies on the basis of need. They are doing it on the basis of politics. Here is Joe Biden's tweet yesterday. He tweeted out, Republican governors in states like Texas and Florida are doing everything they can to undermine the public health requirements that keep people safe. Really? Because the rates of vaccination, particularly for the elderly in Florida, stack up pretty well against virtually all other major states in the United States. What are these measures to undermine public health requirements keeping people safe? Forcing people to mask up post-vaccination? Forcing children to mask up sans any evidence? Forcing employers to fire people and take the food off their table if they don't want to get the vaccine? He says they're playing politics with the lives of their citizens, especially children. I refuse to give into it. Especially children? The f*** is he talking about? I've got 3 kids. His kids are all grown. You think I'm playing politics with my kids? I care about my kids a hell of a lot more than Joe Biden does. And I care about my kids enough to know that my 5-year-old should not be forced to wear a mask and eat outside on the pavement every damn day. But apparently I just want to risk the life of my kids, according to Joe Biden. Really incredible stuff. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second, because, again, it comes down to if you oppose Joe Biden, you are bad. He doesn't have to cite science. He doesn't have to cite data. Nothing. All he has to do is say that you are at fault if you wish to live free and make decent health decisions for your family. And then if you get sick, he's going to remove the measures that are available for every other human being, but you don't get it because you refuse to follow his dictates. It's tyrannical garbage. The White House is basically admitting what they are doing. So Jen Psaki was asked about this. She says, we're not restricting supply. We're just, you know, restricting supply.
Over the last month, given the rise in cases due to the Delta variant and the lower number of vaccination rates in some of these states, like Florida, like Texas, just 7 states are making up 70% of the orders. Our supply is not unlimited, and we believe it should be equitable across states across the country.
There have been no reports of a lack of supply, so why cut them to those states only if there's no reports?
I think our role as the government overseeing the entire country is to be equitable in how we distribute. We're not going to give a greater percentage to Florida over Oklahoma, nor do I think are you suggesting that.
Okay, that's insane. And the dismissive nastiness of Jen Psaki really is pretty extraordinary. I mean, that she's dismissing people dying in hospitals. That's what she's doing right there. Okay, it sounds all equitable. If you just say equitable over and over enough, then 3 times and it appears like Beetlejuice. Okay, equity just appears. There's only one problem. You don't tranche out treatments by percentage of population. You do it by who has the cases. There's not an ER on planet Earth that would handle this the way that the federal government is handling this. And it is done purely out of spite. That's all this is. And it's spite for a particular population, namely people they perceive to be Trump supporters. That is what they are doing. And how do I know that it's about Trump supporters and not mere vaccine hesitancy? Because that is perfectly obvious. They are not equally angry at all people who are hesitant to take the vaccine. Depending on who you are, the White House will be your very bestie. They will call you up. They'll try to massage you into getting the vaccine. Only if you're a White House supporter. If, however, you oppose Joe Biden, then go ahead and die, sucker, as Jimmy Kimmel might put it. Coming up, how do we know that the White House has a lot of concern for certain types of people who remain unvaccinated but no concern for others? I'll bring you the evidence in a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is not that the Biden White House is equally angry at all people who remain unvaccinated. They're only angry at some people who are unvaccinated, namely the people who don't vote for them. Okay, so how do I know this? Because you'll recall that last week there was a fascinating little tete-a-tete between Nicki Minaj and Joy Reid, in which Nicki Minaj tweeted out a bizarre story about her cousin's friend in Trinidad having swollen testicles and impotent because of the vaccine, which, of course, is silly. You know, there's no scientific evidence that the vaccine causes swollen testicles or impotence. But then Joy Reid sounded off, and she went after Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj said that she was going after her because of her race, and it was all very entertaining. Now, let's assume for a second that the person who had tweeted this out was not a famous rap artist, most famous for shaking her posterior and being a Democrat. Let's say for a second that this had been a country Western star who had said, "My cousin down in Alabama got swollen balls from the vaccine." Do you think the White House would have reached out? Or do you think it would have earned extraordinary mockery from the White House? I have a feeling I know which way this would go. Right? If somebody on the right had said something as bizarre and stupid as Nicki Minaj, the White House would have said, "This is bizarre and stupid and inexcusable because this person has millions and millions of followers." Instead, you get from the White House, "Yeah, we called up Nicki Minaj. We're trying to talk to Nicki Minaj." Okay, the reason for that is not because of her millions of followers, because again, it depends on who's saying the thing. The reason they're doing this is because Nicki Minaj, they believe, is on their political side of the aisle. So they will give her a lot more credibility, and they will try to talk her into it, and they'll be sweet and nice. Now, here's the thing. They should be nice, and they should be trying to talk people into it, regardless of your political position. As I've said 1,000 times, I have individually, on a one-to-one level, tried to talk probably 100 people into taking the vaccine. And I've been successful maybe 25, 30% of the time. Doesn't matter. You still have to talk to people on an individual level. The White House doesn't do that. If you're from Florida, go ahead and die, sucker. And if you're Nicki Minaj, we're going to call you up and try and we're going to spend an hour explaining to you the data behind vaccinations and ball swelling. Here is Jen Psaki doing this. It's unreal.
We offered a call with Nicki Minaj and one of our doctors to answer questions she had about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. This is pretty standard and something we do all the time. It was a very early stage call at a staff level, staff to staff, and we weren't even at the point of discussing, or we're not even at the point of discussing, I should say at this point, the mechanisms or the format or anything along those lines. It was simply an offer to have a conversation and an early stage call.
Look how sweet they are to Nicki Minaj. Look how sweet they are to particular people who are vaccine hesitant or promoting overt vaccine misinformation like Nicki Minaj did. Look how sweet they're being. However, if Nicki Minaj were a white guy in Florida who refused to take the vaccine and then got sick and needed monoclonal antibody treatment, then, well, you know, equity suggests that we have to send this dose to a place that doesn't need it because there are no shortages currently in any of these other states, as Jen Psaki overtly admitted. This is just about spite. It's about ire, it's about nastiness, and it's about people dying, and they don't care. This administration is a bleep show. It is a highly political bleep show. Again, Jared Kushner was raked over the coals for the suggestion that he was franching out ventilators, which, by the way, have turned out to be one of the worst things for COVID. But he was ripped up and down for the suggestion that was never verified that he was franching out ventilators by political preference of states. That wasn't true. He didn't do it. Didn't matter. He was ripped up and down for it, right? He was a bad man. The White House does it openly in front of the press. And everybody's like, well, you know, that's just the way it goes. I mean, Ron DeSantis is a pretty bad guy. Meanwhile, what is all of this really driven by? All of this is driven by a desire to pin the policy failures of this administration on the unvaccinated. The idea is we can never go back to normal until we force everybody to do what we want. And here's the thing. We can. You know how I know that? I live in a state that did. Many states have done this. Many states have. This is particularly true for the vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, this is driving me up a damned wall. If you're vaccinated, you're safe. Stop it. Everybody is yelling at the unvaccinated. And I understand. If you're unvaccinated and you have any sort of pre-existing condition, and if you don't have a pre-existing condition, your chances of a side effect from the vaccine, if you are above the age of 18, are significantly lower than your chances of a side effect from the actual COVID itself. The natural immunity you get from COVID is going to be more durable than vaccine, but the chances of you getting super sick from a vaccine are a lot lower than the chances of you getting super sick from COVID. And that's the stat. Now, I understand a lot of people being peeved at the unvaccinated, particularly the unvaccinated who've not already had COVID. If you already had COVID and people are mad at you, I don't know what to say. Those people are idiots. If you've already had COVID and the notion is you must get vaccinated, regardless of whether you have antibodies or T-cell memory, those people are not following the science. But Joe Biden is trying to drive up ire at the unvaccinated. Let me just say this to the vaccinated. You're vaccinated. You're protected. Stop this bullshit. Seriously, I know people who are like double, triple vaxxed, have had the boosters, and they're still like, I can't go anywhere near anybody. I can't go anywhere near anyone. I can't, you have to test before we meet. Stop it. You're being paranoid. At a certain point, somebody's going to have to dose you on the reality. And the reality is, this disease does not kill a huge number of people per thousand, not compared to smallpox, which is a serious disease that killed 1/3 of the population. It is more serious than the flu. Once you've had the vaccine, it is significantly less serious than the flu. This vaccine is why am I the only person who is telling the vaccinated to stop whining? You are now protected. I'm vaccinated. My parents are vaccinated. I am not afraid for them. And honest to God, you know who else I am not afraid for? I'm not afraid for my kids. And the reason I'm not afraid for my kids is because I'm looking at the statistics. The media don't want you to look at the stats. They want to focus in on anecdotal evidence. Every day in the media, there's an article about how kids are at significant risk. Kids are going to die. And then you wait for them to cite stats, and there aren't any stats. There's a piece in the Washington Post that says, parenting a child under 12 in the age of Delta. It's like a fire alarm every day. No, it's not. I have 3 children under the age of 12. You know what would happen if somebody in their class got Delta? Nothing. I'd send them to school the next day because I'm not crazy. But you've driven everybody nuts. The media, the Biden administration, they've driven the vaccinated nuts. I may think it's nutty for a 65-year-old person not to get the vaccine. In fact, I do think it's pretty nutty for a 65-year-old person not to get the vaccine if they've not already had COVID. I think that is bad risk assessment. I think it is similarly nutty, maybe even more nutty, to once you have had the vaccine, spend the rest of your life hiding in a bubble and demanding that the rest of the world cater to you. This is nuts. Stop it. Just stop. Okay, I'm gonna read you from this Washington Post article in a second, because it's just an incredible example of how the media are garbage at this. They are garbage. They've scared people into unrational, unreasoning, tyrant-following position. That's all this is at this point. Because you can get back. People keep saying, when do we get to go back to normal? Are you vaccinated? The answer is now. And by the way, if you're unvaccinated, you can go back to normal too. You're just gonna have to bear the consequences of that, because that's called freedom. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, here's the reality. You don't need a big phone carrier to get great coverage anymore, which is why so many customers have been abandoning Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and their overpriced wireless plans that pay for their thousands of retail stores, their latest social initiatives, and those added perks that you pay for but never actually use. Instead, hundreds of thousands of smart families are saving over $800 a year by switching to PureTalk without having to sacrifice coverage. That's because PureTalk is on the exact same network as one of the big three. So, what is your excuse? I made the switch. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you still want unlimited data, you can get that too and still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com, enter your address to check the coverage at your home or office, and then shop for the plan that's exactly right for you. You can even use their savings calculator to see just how much your family will save. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Shapiro. You will save 50% off your very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com. Promo code Shapiro. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. So when I talk about the media trying to scare the hell out of you, this Washington Post piece, parenting a child under 12 in the age of Delta, it's like a fire alarm every day. Routine outings become tricky decisions for the youngest Americans who are still ineligible for coronavirus vaccines. No. Again, I care about my kids a lot more than the Washington Post does. I don't want my 5-year-old and 7-year-old to have to mask for the rest of their lives for a disease that by infection fatality rate is less deadly than the flu. My answer to this is no. And if you're living like this, I don't know what to tell you. You're crazy. You're being crazy. You're being paranoid and crazy. How do I know? Because the Washington Post can't cite a single damned statistic in the entire piece. Quote, Greg Otto conducts risk assessment for a living, but as a cybersecurity consultant from Springfield, never imagined he'd have to do one every time his daughter 6 and son 4 stepped outside the boundaries of their home. Playing with next-door neighbors outdoors, acceptable. School, necessary. Eating out, no way. Dance classes were everyone's masked and that were prepaid in June, when the outlook for coronavirus infection seemed more optimistic, on the fence. This is insanity, said Otto, 37. No, you are being insane, Otto. He says parenting a child under 12 can be maddening and scary during normal times, but the Delta variant has taken things to a new level. With a vaccine for children aged 5 to 11 unlikely to be approved for at least a few more months, parents of young children are weighing a dizzying array of variables every day as they try to navigate the risks of COVID against the mental health and physical consequences of social isolation and their own livelihood. Brianna Contreras, 33, an intellectual property attorney whose children are 6, 3, and 20 months, said she and her husband, an engineer at Los Alamos National Lab, made the difficult decision to put all three of their kids in school or daycare because of their demanding jobs. But she second guesses the choice every day. I feel like we're constantly reacting, said Contreras. There's not enough time to be proactive. It's like a fire alarm every day. In Crofton, Maryland, Lisa Dykes, a graphic designer and mother of two, aged 7 and 11, has been thinking a lot about a cartoon she recently saw that featured a parent staring at a vast ocean. She recalled that it said something like, only 1% of the children are going to get eaten by the shark. It's fine. But it's not 1% of the children. That's incorrect. Okay, if 1% of kids were dying from COVID after having gotten COVID, then we would be still socially isolating. That's not the statistic. Out of 73 million Americans in the United States under the age of 18, according to the CDC, last I checked, which was 3 days ago, 412 deaths. 412. That is not 1 in 100. That's 73 million divided by 412, which is 1 in every 177,184 people under the age of 18. What in the hell are you talking about? Dykes, 48, said the continued reassurances by health officials and experts that children are at low risk are difficult to relate to when you are faced with your own children. No, it just means you're bad at risk assessment. Because literally that risk assessment exists every day. You know what's more dangerous than Delta to your kids? Putting your kids in the car and taking them to school. The car ride is probably more dangerous to your kids than actually sending them to school with other kids. Even school, which seemed like a hopeful and sensibly calculated risk in May, she said, now feels like an incredibly dangerous roll of the dice. To whom? To whom? So finally they get to the stats. Okay, they say there have been just the American Academy of Pediatrics reported over 250,000 new coronavirus infections in children just last week. Nearly 30,000 adolescents and children were hospitalized with COVID in August. Many are unvaccinated teens and tweens or newborns to 11-year-olds who are not eligible yet for shots. 460 have died, representing 0.01% of all child cases. Let me translate that, 0.01%. 1% is 1 in 100. 0.1% is 1 in 1,000. 0.01% is 1 in 10,000. 1 in 10,000 of the people who have actually been identified as infected, which is way low, because you know how many asymptomatic kids are walking around infected? A hell of a lot. So it isn't actually 1 in 10,000. It is 1 in probably 50 or 60,000, because for every one identified case, there are probably 5 that are unidentified. And then the Washington Post just decides to scare you with vagueness, right? The risks of long COVID in children, which could include respiratory or cardiac problems, fatigue, brain fog, and other symptoms that can last for months or potentially years, remain a big unknown. An Israeli study, one of the first on the topic of 13,864 children published this week, found 11% of those infected had signs of long COVID. However, the Israeli Health Ministry emphasized that some of the children's symptoms may be due to prolonged lockdowns, school closures, and global conflict, including being locked in your basement while Hamas rockets rain down upon your family. Yes, it turns out that it's quite stressful for children not to be allowed to live a regular life, that it puts them in a brain fog. Also, why don't we get any comparable statistics? Right before Yom Kippur, I had on Scott Gottlieb, right, former FDA commissioner. I asked him about this. I asked him about masking children. And he said, well, you know, we've heard studies that suggest that there are some neurological effects to a small percentage of children, like 2% of kids might have some long-lasting symptoms, according to British studies. And that may include some neurological effects. Okay, how about some comps from flu, for example? Because it turns out that pretty much every virus has a small percentage of people who have long-lasting effects. There's no evidence that this is wildly out of proportion with regard to Delta. So again, this is all an attempt to scare the living hell out of you based on, like, they say follow the science, and then they don't follow the science, and they run articles every day not following the science. By the way, new study today, and this is a study from The Lancet, that suggests that kids are not transmitting at the same rate as adults, Even in Delta World, few close contacts in school are testing positive. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is all directed at ire at your fellow human beings, ire at the people who live with you. And all you can do to drive the tyranny is bad medical misinformation. And it's at this point, man, our society is sick if it accepts this sort of crap. Seriously. Redistributing monoclonal antibodies not on the basis of need, but on the basis of politics is disgusting. Telling people that they ought to be far more scared than they are based on the actual risk numbers is disgusting. And the media are participating in it every day. Just as it is wrong and was always wrong to underplay risks of COVID, it is seriously wrong to wildly overplay risks of COVID, particularly for kids who scare the living hell out of parents so that they do unreasonable things that damage their children. It's dumb and it's wrong. But that's what the Biden administration wants to do for pure, spiteful politics. It's amazing. All the things they accuse Trump of doing, they do themselves. It is all projection. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, summer is coming to an end. The leaves are about to fall. While Mother Nature does her thing to prepare you for the new season, you can do yours. Get free life insurance quotes with Policy Genius. Here's the thing. If you're a responsible human, you need life insurance. Let's say that you're just walking down the street and all of a sudden a rampaging mob of bulls just charges at you from behind. And as their hooves hit you in the skull, you think to yourself, man, I should have gotten life insurance. Don't let that be you. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now and check them out. They make it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? Well, you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you. They don't work for the insurance companies. So you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. The exclusive policy recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Bestow. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. Get started today. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and important to get it right. Alrighty, coming up, the crises the Biden administration faces down of their own making. Those are not restricted to COVID crises. It's also the situation on the border, which continues to deteriorate. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the situation on the border continues to deteriorate. And we sent our wonderful vice president down to the border to laugh at it, right, and went away after she laughed, apparently. Or alternatively, we have thousands of people who are being held under an overpass in Texas right now. According to the Daily Wire, the Biden administration has now moved to shut down drones flying in an area along the U.S. southern border, where the administration has thousands upon thousands of migrants being held under an overpass. So it's basically like Los Angeles. Fox News reported that according to law enforcement sources, the majority of those being held under the overpass are Haitian. The report comes as the Biden administration once again suffered a catastrophic month at the border for the month of August, according to reports this week. Fox News reporter Bill Malugan tweeted, quote, "We've learned that the FAA just implemented a 2-week temporary flight restriction over the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas, meaning we can no longer fly our Fox drone over it to show images of the thousands of migrants." Why? FAA says special security reason. So they don't want any pictures of the thousands of migrants who are now being housed under an overpass because of this ridiculous derelict administration. Malugan said, quote, "Fox News has been covering the border nonstop for almost 7 months now. We use the drone constantly. It's never been an issue. The Border Patrol requested a temporary flight restriction due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border. As with any temporary flight restriction, media is able to call the FAA to make requests to operate in the area." Earlier in the day, he had tweeted, "Our drone is back over the international bridge in Del Rio. Per source, the number of migrants waiting to be processed has now swelled to 8,200. It was 4,000 yesterday, doubled in one day. Border Patrol is overwhelmed. I'm told the situation is out of control." According to Malugan, law enforcement source on the ground at the bridge this morning just sent me a video showing the situation there. "I'm told the large majority of the migrants are Haitians. More are crossing into the U.S. and arriving at the bridge. By the minute, Border Patrol is limited in its manpower." So there are currently 8,000 migrants waiting to be processed. Fox News reports there were more than 200,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in August. That's according to a DH source, told Fox News on Wednesday, the second month in a row where the number has been over the 200,000 mark as migrants continue to attempt to enter the United States. Additionally, the 209,000 number for August represents a 317% increase over last August 2020, which saw 50,000 encounters. So that is a rather large increase. Chad Wolf, the former DHS secretary, slammed the administration, saying Biden's failed Border Patrol policies are simply unsustainable, which, of course, is true. They basically opened the door and said, come right in, and then occasionally said, well, you might want to slow that down, and it's not working. So Joe Biden has a solution for all this, and that is just continue spending the money. So we've had some pretty significant inflation. I've been less worried about the inflation all along, and I've said this on the show many times, than I have about the stagnation that is likely to follow the inflation. What happens when the federal government is trying to shovel money out the door, not only via direct stimulus, but via zero interest rates or negative interest rates, and nobody's taking the loans? What happens then? What happens if the demand is not pressed forward because there is no new product being developed because of all the regulations and restrictions being put on businesses and the taxes being put on businesses? What happens then? And that's the real question. Joe Biden, however, has an idiotic idea, and that is if he tosses more money into the economy, somehow this will stop inflation, which must make sense in his addled brain.
My Republican friends talk a lot about inflation, but if you want to talk about actually lowering the cost of living for people in this country, my plan does just that. By strengthening the capacity of our economy, we'll also reduce inflationary pressures over the long run.
Oh, it's going to reduce inflation. Amazing. Well, throwing money at things reduces inflation. Who knew? Who knew? This is a new idea of how inflation gets reduced, when literally the definition of inflation is too many dollars following too little product. And then Joe Biden says, you know what? This is fiscally responsible. Yes, nothing says fiscal responsibility quite like blowing out the spending in the middle of an inflationary cycle, in the middle of a natural economic recovery because of the greatest artificial shock to an economy in the history of the world. Everything he says, just think the opposite, and you're pretty much on target.
My plan is paid for. It's fiscally responsible. because our investments are paid for by making sure that corporations, wealthy Americans, pay their fair share. Second, we're not going to raise taxes on anyone making under $400,000. That's a lot of money. Some of my liberal friends are saying it should be lower than that. But only corporations and people making over $400,000 a year are going to pay any additional tax.
Okay, that's a lie. He's not telling you the truth. He has a bunch of tobacco taxes in there. Also, when you tax corporations, what do? They lower salary to compensate. They raise prices to compensate. Direct taxation is not the only way to raise taxes on people and force them to pay more money. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House is warning the debt limit showdown could hurt state budgets.
President Biden and his aides are sounding the alarm about what could happen if Congress fails to raise the U.S. debt limit by early next month. According to a fact sheet for state and local officials, the White House warns about severe cuts to disaster relief, Medicaid, infrastructure grants, school funding, and other programs. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is resisting calls for a bipartisan vote to raise the ceiling for debt that's already been accrued. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida police are working with the FBI to find 23-year-old Brian Laundrie, whose girlfriend disappeared during a cross-country trek in a converted van. Northport police say Laundrie's parents told them they haven't seen him since Tuesday. He and his girlfriend, Gabrielle Petito, left in July on a journey that took him out to the national parks out west. She was reported missing September 11th by her family. He returned home in the van by himself in September the 1st. Police say it's now a multiple missing persons case. They say they're not investigating a crime. North Carolina judges have struck down the state's latest photo identification law.
Two of the three trial judges hearing the lawsuit declared that the December 2018 law is unconstitutional. The judges barred its enforcement, agreeing with minority voters that Republicans rammed through rules tainted by racial bias as a way to remain in power. The majority's decision is now likely headed to a state appeals court. With two other pending lawsuits, it's looking more unlikely that a voter ID mandate for in-person and absentee balloting will happen in the 2022 elections. A previous ID law was struck down 5 years ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
And you can always check out more news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Access and travel rules are influencing missionary vaccine policies.
COVID-19 vaccine refusal rates may be high among white evangelical Christians, but the International Mission Board, which deploys thousands of missionaries, is not hesitant about the shot. The IMB is the global missionary agency of the Southern Baptist Convention. It announced this month that it's requiring vaccinations for missionaries they're sending into the field amid the pandemic. Other faith groups are approaching the issue in a variety of ways. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is giving unvaccinated missionaries assignments in their home countries. The United Methodist Church strongly encourages missionaries to get vaccinated, but does not require it. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Facing pressure from the Kremlin, Apple and Google removed an opposition-created smartphone app that tells voters which candidates are likely to defeat those backed by Russian authorities. The move comes as 3 days of voting is underway in Russia's parliamentary election. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach former President Trump announced he'll not seek re-election in Ohio next year.
Representative Anthony Gonzalez, a former NFL player with a once bright political future, cited his two young children for his decision and noted, quote, the chaotic political environment that currently infects our country. Gonzalez said in a statement, while my desire to build a fuller family life is at the heart of my decision, it is also true that the current state of our politics is a significant factor in my decisions. The Ohio Republican Party censured Gonzalez in Maine for voting in February to impeach former President Trump. Gonzalez has stood by his impeachment vote in the face of fierce pushback from his party's conservative wing. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Minnesota residents began early voting Friday in city elections that include whether or not the city should replace its beleaguered police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
If people aren't getting along, like in relationship, they break up, you know? So, like, why don't we just finally just realize that these states aren't working and, like, divide up into, like, two or three countries? Like, USA 1 and USA 2. The conservatives can be USA 1 because they love being number one, and that it means something to them. And we'll be USA 2, and we'll be allies.
You can be number one loser, and that's Sarah Silverman, left-wing comic, I guess, isn't that right? Former date for Jimmy Kimmel, and she used to be funny. Now she's just certifiably insane. But she's talking about the union breaking up because, you know, the Democrats did that once before, if I remember correctly. Is it Friday already? How did that happen? That's kooky, isn't it? Kooky chew. Gesundheit. Joe Biden continues to demolish NATO. Remember how they attacked President Trump for asking NATO to pay more into the common defense? You know, what they had obligated themselves, that they had obliged themselves and committed to paying for the common defense, and they weren't paying it. So we had to pick up the, you know, that's us. We're very generous, very giving. And President Trump said, hey, how about you guys live up to your commitments and pay your fair share? Remember that whole pay your fair share thing? It's back, by the way, that pay your fair share stuff. That's always a big lie. That means they're going to start stealing more of your stuff, pay your fair share. And so they're here to take your stuff. That's their thing. But Joe Biden continues to demolish NATO. And he supports Putin's Russia with that, you know, the Nord Stream 2 oil and gas pipeline and making NATO dependent on Russia for energy. Good idea. NATO countries dependent, like Germany. Just Germany, no big deal. I don't know if you know, but in within NATO, they're one of your major military powers because they're Germany, you know. So they've got a long history of being a major military power. It's good to have them on your side, as I understand it. Just to ask my father, he had to go over there and kill a bunch of them in the 1940s, and my grandfather had to go over and kill a bunch of them before that, because they're Germany. See how that works? They're pretty predictably German, which is an issue. But Joe Biden, old lunch bucket Joe, now he's demolishing. It's France. He's got France furious. Their panties are in a terrible wedge. And he's and Joe Biden is the bad guy, stabbing him in the back. I think they're stabbing him in the front, really. And then yesterday they lied about it. They lie a lot. You know how they lie. But they lied a lot at the White House. Oh, no, France, we made them aware of all of this. They were in the loop when we were cutting this nuclear submarine deal with Australia and cutting France out, even though France had already cut a diesel submarine deal worth more than $90 billion with Australia. And we usurped. Usurp is one of the words of the week this week. What with thoroughly modern Milley over there and his pal General Lee, ironically, in China. Now we've got Joe Biden unraveling NATO. Again, here he is just demolishing. They were having a big gala. They like to call it a gala. Is it a gala or a gala? And they at the French embassy, it was scheduled for tonight here in Washington. They have a very large embassy. And part of an insecurity thing that they have, the French. And it's huge, their embassy. And they were having a big, lots of Americans coming over to celebrate a naval battle, a sea battle. Ironically, perhaps, since it's a submarine deal that's scuttling our relationship with one of our closest allies and our oldest ally. You know, Britain is close, but France is such an old ally that they went to war with us against Britain. See, that's old ally there. But they were having a big gala tonight, and lots of Americans were coming, and they drink French champagne, and they'd have snails, and there'd be, you know, trampy women, scantily clad. It was going to be great. But the French, they canceled it because Joe Biden infuriated them. With this trickery, this stabbing in the back. And then they lied about it yesterday. Jen Psaki, you know, Colonel Kleb from Russia with Love, she lied about it from the podium. Do you think that hair is a natural color? Has anybody asked that question? People ask her questions from time to time. That's what she does for a living. She takes questions. Somebody should ask about that hair color. You'd think that would have come up by now. But no. So I want to get to that because the French are furious with the United States. Doesn't really amount to much because they're France, let's be honest. But it is it's a remarkable story. It certainly is infuriating France, canceling their gala, crazy. The Biden administration is so corrupt, and the American news media, how corrupt are they? Well, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, under Joe Biden, they declared, Fox News has been using a drone. Everybody's got a drone. Don't you have a drone? Michael, do you have a drone? Lots of people have drones with cameras, video cameras, TV cameras, and certainly Fox News has one, at least one. And they've been using it along our southern border, you know, which the Biden administration has opened up to everyone from everywhere. Even on the front page of the Washington Post today, they've got a picture of a sea of humanity crossing the Rio Grande River near Del Rio, Texas, and just pouring in. I mean, look at that. It looks like a refugee crisis there. I'd say 30 or 40 million people in this photograph. It's taken from a satellite on the other side of the moon. Not really, but there are thousands of people in this photo. And do these people look like they're from Mexico? No, people of African descent from the Caribbean, possibly from Africa. Guys wearing a Michael Jordan shirt here, jersey here, walking across the river waist deep and nearly in water as it flows by. And it looks like they're looking for fish or something. See, they're looking down, looking to see if there's anything coming at them. But this sea of humanity crossing the border. And it said more than 8,000 migrants are believed to have arrived this week at an impromptu camp in Del Rio, where they're awaiting processing by inundated authorities. Why are the authorities inundated, you might ask? Well, it's because of the Biden administration's policies. So here comes this this mass of humanity once again, just another day, another week. So the Fox News people, they have this drone that they're using to get aerial video because you really need a satellite or aerial video to capture the scale of what's going on. Having a camera on the ground or in a tree doesn't do it. And the FAA, and Fox has been showing this. No other news media are actually covering the story. CBS, ABC, NBC, not covering the story. NBC, you know, Washington Post, the New York Times. The, you know, the Post has got this picture on the front page, but they don't actually have a story. You have to go someplace else in the paper to find the story, I guess. And truly remarkable stuff. Oh, they do have a story. The new border crush in Texas. Is it new? It's not new. They just noticed it because they don't know what channel Fox News is on their cable dial. None of them do. Ask them. It's a good trick. It's a fun thing I like to do. It's not a trick. You just, it's a fun little joke you play. Say, hey, what channel is Fox News on your cable dial? They don't know. They don't, they hate everything, and everyone. Including Fox News, and especially Tucker Carlson. They don't know what time his show's on or what he's actually said, but that's okay. So they do have a story on it today. Migrants, mostly Haitian, sheltering under bridge. Is Haiti just south of the border? Is there a land bridge between Haiti and Mexico? Merry old Mexico. How are these Haitians getting here? What is that? Some kind of secret way that Haitians are getting and just walking across the border. And didn't Joe Biden recently say we're not taking in Haitian refugees because they had this earthquake and they was always having catastrophes in Haiti because, you know, the Clintons went there to fix it years ago. Now it's better. And so here come these Haitians by the thousands. And the borders are open. And in any event, Fox News has been using this drone. And yesterday, the Biden administration, their FAA, they declared this to be prohibited airspace. This is restricted airspace, which means that Fox News and only Fox News, because they're the only ones covering the story, can no longer use their drone to show what's going on. Now, why can you not use a drone in that area? There's no reason whatsoever. It's a bridge on our side of the border. And there are perhaps 10,500 people under this bridge. All right? Fox News wants to show the American people and the world what's going on. And the Biden administration, because they're statists, they're basically fascists, they have power, so they abuse it. That's what power is for, to their way of thinking. So the FAA has kind of told Fox News, no more video from above ground level, because it doesn't look good for us. And the rest of the news, and that's an abuse of power, obviously, the FAA. Oh, yeah, this is suddenly, never has been before, but suddenly it's restricted airspace. And the rest of the media, you know, they're, of course, jumping into the defense of the First Amendment and press freedom, right? No, they're not. Not a single news organization has spoken up on behalf of Fox News. And not a single news organization has called out the phony, baloney, corruptniks in the Biden administration for abusing their power to ground Fox News so that they can bury another story that is detrimental to the Democrats and the Biden administration because, you know, the mainstream news media is anti-Trump, anti-Republican, pro-Biden, pro-Democrat, pro-Obama, pro-Hillary. They are Democrat-owned and operated operation. Every news organization, just think of one, name one. Okay, that's a Democrat. That's an extension of the Democrat Party. Truly amazing. Man, oh, man. So that is a great story, and I've got some more on that, too. But where's the press on this, standing up for press freedom and for the First Amendment? They don't, because it's Fox News. And, again, they don't know what channel Fox News is on their cable dial, but they know they hate them. Also, the news media, apparently there's a rally scheduled for tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Authorities are expecting up to 700 people. You mean 700,000 people? Well, they put a fence up around the Capitol because, you know, January 6th really shocked their sensibilities. The three-day siege of the White House didn't affect them at all, injuring more than 110 federal police officers, setting St. John's Church on fire. The mob trying to tear down the statue on horseback of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park. None of that fazed them. The city of Washington being boarded up because of, well, in anticipation of the riots when President Trump won on Election Day. None of that fazed them. The riots from Seattle to Portland to Kenosha to Minneapolis to Chicago to New York to Washington to Atlanta to Ferguson to none of that fazed them. The hundreds of riots, the billions in damage. But this one riot in on Capitol Hill, that really got to the sticks in their craw, talking about the Democrats and the media and the Temple of Satan. But I repeat myself twice. Really remarkable. Also, it's the 10th anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. Why do you get to that? And John Durham. Remember John Durham? Where has he been? There was an indictment yesterday of somebody that no one's ever heard of on a charge that won't matter much that may lead, and it's 5 years after the, it's almost like Alvin Lee and 10 years after, but it's a half a decade after the FBI learned that the dossier was completely phony. We have our second indictment. The last indictment led to a slap on the wrist for an FBI employee who's a crook, who's a criminal, who altered a CIA document in order to frame Carter Page, a Naval Academy graduate, so they could spy on, get illegal FISA warrants to spy on their political enemies. Not a big deal, though. The media is okay with that, too. I'm telling you. So we got just a few things to scratch the surface there. And I tell you what, in the meantime, let's go to let's take a quick phone call. Why don't we? Let's go to Mary calling from Leesburg, Virginia. Mary, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Mary.
I'm so honored to be talking to you.
Velkommen.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me keep my sanity in these crazy times. I have two teenagers in Loudoun County Public Schools. One of them got sick this week, so we did one of those televisits with a local clinic out here. And the doctor yesterday told me he was in the Richmond area, and he said there's a 4 to 5 hour wait in their clinics there. He said there are 6 new strains of COVID in the state of Virginia. Have you heard that?
No, I had not heard that, but we do have measles in central and northern Virginia, thanks to Afghanistan and the evacuation there. But 6 new strains, the doctor said.
This is what he told me, and where is it all coming from? Is it coming over the border? I mean, that's incredible. And the schools are not giving us any options for virtual learning. A lot of the kids I hear are sick. I don't know if they have COVID, but they're very hesitant to get COVID tested because they'll be pulled out of the schools for, 2 weeks. Then they'll get behind on learning. So it's just like a hotbed in the schools out here. And I think a lot of people are hesitant to test because they want their kids in school.
So they've created hesitancy to get tested because of the punitive approach to dealing with the COVID by the federal government with their ham-handed solutions for all of this. You spoke to a doctor in the Richmond area, says there are 6 new strains, not a total of 6 strains, but 6 new strains. And you are concerned that, well, we're bringing people in from Afghanistan and from Haiti and from Peru and from Brazil and, of course, from all the Central American countries and from Mexico. I guess we're just going to have to get used to all the strains because, there are going to be more and more of them. And you're absolutely right, Mary. You create a circumstance where if you test positive, the punishment is meted out. They begin to mete out punishment. Then you disincentivize testing. So another success story in the Biden administration's approach, their iron-fisted approach to dealing with the COVID. And, it's all those Trump supporters with red hats. Never mind that African-Americans are the least vaccinated racial ethnic group in the United States, followed by Hispanics. The border, I think, south of the border, there are some. Any Hispanics live south of the border? I'm not sure. Open borders, and of course, they're putting people on buses and airplanes and scattering them around the country without telling states and local jurisdictions. Good stuff. And then Afghanistan and the measles outbreak. And none of this is a problem. Biden's doing real good, real, real good. And on the economy, too, and inflation and gas prices and food prices, everything's getting better.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Every Everyone's dream is different. Build wealth for whatever matters to you with GetInvestmentAdvice.com. Whether you want to buy your dream home, give your child a great education, save for retirement, become your own boss, or take the vacation of a lifetime, GetInvestmentAdvice.com works hard to help you reach your goals. Their innovative investment and financial solutions can help you manage your money to build a better future for you and your family. Visit GetInvestmentAdvice.com to get started today. That's GetInvestmentAdvice.com. Paid for by IP Financial Advisory Services, LLC.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free, but you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it. Fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/join to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
This is the Democrat Party's plan for the United States of America. Open borders, no governor at all, no control on open immigration from wherever. Remember it was the Triangle Countries? I think Kamala Harris is in charge of the border and immigration, isn't she? Where is she anyway? Does she actually show up for work, or is this a no-show job? Kind of, it's like a Hunter Biden job in Ukraine. It's no show, but we pay her anyway. This reminded us this morning, the open borders and the front page story in the Washington Post with the thing, everybody's from Haiti. Everybody's from Haiti. Is there a land bridge? Amazing stuff. We had a discussion about it this morning, and it reminded us of a couple of things from the not so distant past that I want to share with you, naturally, because that's what I do. I share stuff with you. We've got remarkable things. Also, did you see that the National Archives has put warnings? They've put warning labels on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because it might offend people. The language in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights at the National Archives and the archives themselves, they're putting warning labels on. We need to fire everybody.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you'd like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has vacated an earlier ruling that favored a trans-identified student who sought to use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their gender identity rather than their biological sex, despite the school district offering alternatives.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
O-R-G.
Ah, yes. Well, well, well. Yeah, the FAA grounding Fox News' drone. CNN doesn't have a drone down there because they're not covering the story, because they're not a news organization. They're an appendage attached to the body politic of the Democrat Party. The party, capital T, capital P, that's their role, is to back and support the Democrat Party. And nothing more. It's a disgrace to people that pretend to be journalists. Extraordinary times. Now, this reminded us of an interview that Griff Jenkins did. Griff Jenkins of Fox News was down at the border, and this was quite a while ago now, because this has been going on for a long time. And Griff Jenkins ran into a guy coming across our border. He is from Cameroon, which is in Africa, and there is no way to walk from Cameroon to our southern border, not even close. In fact, if you're particularly if you're directionally challenged or geographically challenged, you might find a really, really, really circuitous route to get to the southern border, as did this man called Bafa Sadu. Bafa Sadu came from Cameroon, was found at our walked across our southern border. Washington Post today, front page. Huge scads of people apparently came over like plane loads from Haiti. They're walking across the border, and the Biden administration is distributing them in neighborhoods around America, and there are outbreaks of measles in Virginia and six strains of COVID in Richmond, Virginia. And pay no attention to any of this, because the news media is not covering it, so it's not really happening. Here's Bafa Sadu explaining his journey.
I'm from Cameroon, and my journey, I started from Cameroon to Nigeria, from Nigeria to Turkish, from Turkish to Colombia, from Colombia to Panama, from Panama to Ecuador. From what? Ecuador, I start coming back now by a bus. I come and reach back to Colombia, and I take my boat. From Colombia, I arrive to Capo Ghana. From Capo Ghana, I walk in the jungle. from Capugana to Panama in the jungle.
Back to Panama.
When I arrived Panama, I walked now from camp to camp. I left Panama to Costa Rica, from Costa Rica to Nicaragua, from Nicaragua to Honduras, from Honduras to Guatemala, from Guatemala to Mexico now.
Ah, they said finally he made his way to Mexico. This guy, honestly, he's got the directional capabilities of a jellyfish also. That's pretty extraordinary stuff. He started in Cameroon, and then he went to Nigeria, and then he went to Turkish. Why would you go to Nigeria? That's in the wrong direction if you're coming to the United States from Cameroon, as he's headed, taking the long way around the planet to come to the United States. And then he went to Turkish. And then from Turkish, I'm pretty sure he meant to say Turkey. Then it's to Colombia. And then he made his way to Panama. And that's going north from Colombia. He went to Panama. And then he turned around and went south again. And he went back. He went to Ecuador, which is to the south. This guy has no sense of direction at all. He probably doesn't know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. That could cause problems. And then he went to Nicaragua. And from Nicaragua, he went to Guatemala. And then I think he was back in Panama again, because he was in Panama two or three times. And naturally, this reminded us of Minge Umboko, who also, spent a lot of time in Cameroon.
Minge Umboko from Cameroon. You remember me? It's Lionel Joseph.
Lionel! From the African Education Conference, right?
Yes, Simon. I was director of cultural events at the Haile Selassie Pavilion.
I remember the pavilion. We had big fun there.
Bukwele, 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 ha! Bukwele, bukwele, bukwele,
ha! Very nice country. Very nice Cameroon. And, very nice people. Minge Umboko was a lot of fun, very fun guy. And Bafa Sadu, I assume Bafa Sadu is living in the United States now happily, probably, collecting that Joe Biden extended unemployment benefit stuff, and not a thing. This is the Democrats' plan for America. Also, I'm here in Washington, D.C., our nation's titular capital. Can you say that on the radio? And just out the window, if we look out the window that way, we see Montgomery County, Maryland. Montgomery County, Maryland. And we had a song about Montgomery County, Maryland a long time ago that we made. I saw a news story yesterday. I heard it on the radio, too. A news story that more than 60% of the people in Montgomery County, Maryland, speak a language other than English in their homes. I think it was 64% or something. More than 60% of the people in Montgomery County, Maryland. It is a border state, after all. It borders the District of Columbia and Virginia and West Virginia and Delaware. But, never mind that. More than 60% of the people in Montgomery County, Maryland, speak a language other than English in their homes, which is a thing. And we... they were safe. The safe haven and their sanctuary county, a sanctuary county, and because they're very generous with other people's money.
I like to be in
Montgomery County.
Okay, by me.
Montgomery County.
Everything free.
Montgomery County. Montgomery County.
That's quite a singer. That's Michael Piercy on vocals, along with the original Hollywood cast of West Side Story. But this is the Democrats' plan for America, is to un-America it. It needs to be de-America'd. And disease, that's the other guy's problem. Right? Because who cares? You got how many strains of COVID? Whatever. 6, 8, 12, what's the thing? Measles outbreaks in Virginia coming out of Afghanistan? Who cares? Child brides, new norm in the United States, America, thanks to the Biden administration. And by the way, President Biden's legacy is taking form all over the place, isn't it? And certainly in Afghanistan, where the brutality is running rampant. And they're shooting the pregnant police women and hanging people that worked with the United States, and the torturing, the fingernails all pulled out of the guy that they then shot in the head and all this stuff. And, the massacre continues. And now we're giving them What the other day it was $64 million or something. The Taliban, which is a terrorist organization, but the so-called international community with all of our money, more than $1 billion we're giving them. And besides, we gave them all those, we gave them all those Black Hawk helicopters and Humvees and hundreds of thousands of M16 and M4 rifles and stockpiles of ammunition. And none of this is going to come back and bite anybody. I'm quite sure, no doubt about that. Yeah, you betcha. All right, let's go to a telephone call, shall we? Let's go to Jim calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Jimmy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey,
regarding COVID vaccines and that drug ivermectin, which got so much pushback from the government, big pharma, the media, etc. My daughter suffers from Lyme disease. She sees one of the top specialists on Lyme disease in the country. They're in downtown D.C. We're headed there today for an appointment. But that's what he prescribed her as a COVID vaccine. He said it is just as effective, and he was confident that it would not have an adverse reaction with all the other drugs and vitamins that she has to take, my daughter has to take for her Lyme disease. But he was not so confident with the government-approved vaccines not having an adverse reaction with her other meds. But anyway, I'm just wondering with her employer, they work in heavy construction. She works in a business office. But if OSHA is going to come down and stamp, the big foot that you have to have these government-approved vaccines or else, we're just all kind of wondering what the future looks like there.
Your daughter has Lyme disease and she has COVID now.
No, she has Lyme disease.
They're using ivermectin to treat the Lyme disease.
Right. She was prescribed ivermectin as a COVID vaccine. She has not received, she has not
caught
COVID. But he, instead of one of the vaccines, because she asked him about it, should I take one of these, government, Moderna, Pfizer, whatever, and he said, no, let's prescribe this instead. And he prescribed her the ivermectin as a COVID vaccine.
Okay.
Saying it would be just as effective.
But he's saying, no, now how old is she, under 12 or something?
No, she's 26.
Oh, okay. But she has Lyme disease, so the doctor recommends that she not get one of the normal vaccines, recommends ivermectin as an alternative to the normal vaccines.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Now, I'm a little concerned that you called it Lyme disease. Do you know why it's called Lyme disease?
Because Lyme, Connecticut?
Yeah, because it was first discovered in Lyme, Connecticut. It's L-Y-M-E, right? And it's Lyme, Connecticut is where it's first discovered. But I'm concerned it might be racist to call it Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Since, the Wuhan, as I just like to call it, the Wu for short, it's out of the city of Wuhan in China. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we call a disease like Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Ebola comes from the Ebola River in Africa. And the list goes on and on. The Spanish flu and Lyme disease is another one. But just don't call it the Wuhan because, the Chinese Communist Party lovers they've formed a wall around Wuhan, China to protect the Chinese communists from any suggestion that the disease came from them.
We could probably totally confuse the liberals if we called it the actual medical name. I think it's something like ehrlichiosis or something like that. So, that would throw them off balance, but it's Lyme disease.
Amazing. Lyme disease. And the treatment is ivermectin, and your doctor doesn't say, oh, no, don't take that. That's for, horses or something. Every week it's a new thing. It's amazing stuff, isn't it? Well, Jim, God bless. And a very interesting story. I didn't know that ivermectin for Lyme disease. And that's the same ivermectin that they've been warning us to stay away from because, the federal government is in charge of everything now, of all medical care. Dr. Jill Biden, she's not a doctor, but that's okay. Dr. Rand Paul is a doctor, but you'd never know. Jim, thank you for a story. Very interesting story. I did not know that. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Crazy man, crazy. Let's go to another phone call. Let's go to Nabil calling from Northwest Arkansas. Nabil, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Nabil.
Nice to talk to you again.
Welcome.
Hey, I wanted to mention regarding, remember what happened with General Flynn and how the media just, you know, and the Democrats just went after him for supposedly one phone call or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that was so wrong.
Yeah.
Now, what General Milley did was a billion times worse.
What General Milley did was definitely a billion times worse. And and also, you know, there's an indictment. I'll get to this shortly, Nabil, but the there was another indictment, a second indictment, out of the John Durham never-ending investigation. Turns out it's a career when you go with a special counsel's thing. But, yeah, General Flynn had a phone call with his counterpart in Russia. How dare he, which as the incoming national security advisor, and that was deemed to be a crime against humanity, and he had to be destroyed, a career general. And now General Milley is going behind the back of the President of the United States, which General Flynn was not doing, and undermining the President of the United States and circumventing the chain of command and trying to seize control of nuclear weapons from the President of the United States, duly elected civilian leadership of the military. And the media loves General Milley for what he did. Isn't that peculiar, Nabil?
Exactly. My question for all those who went after Flynn and who are defending Milley is, explain to me exactly what Flynn did that was so wrong, and explain to me why Milley should not face the same scrutiny.
Absolutely true. Nabil, thank you. An excellent point, a great call. And let me tell you, because of this indictment yesterday, it raises more issues. And this is, again, about lying to the FBI. It's a Perkins Coie lawyer. You know, the Perkins Coie people, the people behind the dossier, involved in the dossier, along with Fusion GPS, run by reporters, news reporters, left-wing lawyers. It's a great big, they're all in cahoots, I think is the word that applies here. The left-wing law firms like Perkins Coie in Washington, D.C., Fusion GPS, and these left-wingers. And the, of course, the Clinton campaign, they all ginned up this fake story about Russian collusion and President Trump. It tied up the administration for years of fake impeachment. And then after trillions of dollars and millions of lives, the Mueller report comes out. Oh, and by the way, there's no Russian collusion. They talked to a couple people. You're all perfectly fine. No big deal. A federal grand jury on Thursday, that's yesterday, indicted attorney Michael Sussman on a charge of lying to the FBI. Wasn't that what General Flynn was charged with? But that was in a conversation in the White House, and they entrapped him. They ensnared him. They didn't say it was an interview. They were just spitballing. And then they charged him. Remember that? So Michael Sussman, a Democrat operative lawyer, Perkins Coie, Washington, D.C., charged yesterday lying to the FBI. During the 2016 campaign, before President Trump even won, they were already ginning up this smear campaign. They do that. See Justice Brett Kavanaugh. See Russian collusion. See our phony baloney news media. Marking the second prosecution brought by John Durham. It's only been a couple of years. You know, give him 20 or 30 years and this will really turn into something. The special counsel tapped by former President Trump to investigate the FBI's probe into Russian interference. The indictment alleges that Sussman, an attorney at the firm Perkins Coie, with ties to the Democratic Party in the Hillary Clinton campaign, misrepresented who he was working for when he presented evidence to the FBI trying to undermine the Trump people, and the FBI played along and they got the illegal warrants from the FISA courts and so they could spy on Trump's political circles. It has this two-hop rule. You know, you get the FISA warrants after lying to the FISA courts. It was in February of 2017, less than a month after President Trump was sworn in, that the FBI concluded that the dossier was fake, that it was a political document. But then they stripped all the political markings off of it, misrepresented it to the FISA courts to get spy warrants to spy on the political adversaries of the outgoing administration, the Obama-Biden administration. It's the biggest scandal in U.S. political history, but it's been swept under the rug by a corrupt political American news media.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories out there. Hey, this is Chris Plant. You know, Newsmax is available on all the major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TV like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams for free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphones. It only takes a couple of seconds to download the phone app, and there's no paywall or subscription. You should watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. Forbes now calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Newsmax is a source you can trust because it's real news for real people.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Boy. Here's a story in The Hill. It's a newspaper in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court job approval sinks to all-time low, polls show. And The Hill, I think, is excited to announce that there are polls that show that the Supreme Court is no longer looked upon fondly. Now, this is a pretty easy thing to explain, actually. The Supreme Court's job approval has sunk to an all-time low, according to new poll taken, after the court declined to block a deeply divisive Texas law banning most abortions after 6 weeks, just after. So you can, you know, kill to your heart's content, gather the organs up for 6 weeks. Only 37% of registered voters said they approve of the court's handling of its job, with 50% expressing disapproval in a survey released Wednesday by Quinnipiac University, which has tracked the Supreme Court's approval since 2004. The high court is hit with low numbers, Quinnipiac University polling analyst Tim Malloy said, amid a swirl of partisan issues on their plate. Now, the conservative-leaning court sees its lowest approval ever. See, this is because, for the first time in memory, it's not balanced toward the left, and the left-wing hate machine has set their sights on Brett Kavanaugh's home and on the Supreme Court, because for the first time in a long time, they don't have a majority, so the slime machine has smeared them.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.